afternoon, everybody, and welcome to the Green Zone. I am Tyrone Johnson, joined as always by Pat Egan, Tyler Zuli producing. He'll be giving out the scores throughout the day. Now, if you're just tuning in, here's your opportunity because kickoff has not happened yet. Pause your TV right now for 10 seconds. You pause it for 10 seconds right now. And I'll tell you when to unpause it, and then you'll be synced up with us.
You'll be ready
to
go.
5 more seconds. 4, 3, 2, 1. Unpause right now. Now we're all synced up. So now when we watch the game, we're literally watching the game today.
We're simpatico.
Right. We're right lined up. The Fanatic Green Zone is presented by PlaySugarHouse.com with unique features and generous rewards. PlaySugarHouse.com is Pennsylvania and New Jersey's premier casino. Custom designed for you. PlaySugarHouse.com. Must be 21 or over to play. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. We'll be joined by David Tuckman. He'll be giving us the stats. We have a bunch of stuff actually early right now. So let me real fast give you some of his picks. He sent them to both of us.
And I took them.
You took them.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm looking at him.
He's on a hot streak, by the way.
He is on a bit of a hot streak.
Hit a parlay today at his Kentucky game.
Really?
That's what he sent us.
Oh, man.
So he's on a bit of a hot streak.
So that absolutely will have him. He has a bunch of the orders. Let me look right now. He likes to pay. So ahead of the games, he had Patriots minus 21. He liked Dallas minus the 21. He liked Denver plus 7.5. He liked the under on the Denver-Green Bay game, which is interesting. And Colts minus 1.5. And we'll find out why that's significant for Tyler, because Tyler made some bets with Play Sugar House today as well. So real fast before kickoff, Pat, what's your prediction on this game?
I think they win. I think it's close, though. I think the injuries are too much. If I had to guess, I'd say 24-20.
I'm right with you.
But I just think the injuries are... You're without your two top receivers. It's tough.
Surprise, surprise. For the first time this season, the Eagles actually are receiving the ball because... And Sanders takes a big hit and returns. It was short of the end zone, so he had to return it. He stopped at about the 24, and now the Eagles are off and running. The phone number, 610-632-0975. I agree with you completely. I don't trust some of these backups. And when they talked about the depth of the Eagles, that doesn't mean that Whiteside will never be a good player, for example. It just might mean that this is too early for him to really make an impact. Or Sanders might not be ready yet. That doesn't mean that over the course of 16 games, guys don't mature. I don't know if they really planned on J.J. Arcega-Whiteside to be starting at wide receiver this early in the season. I know they didn't.
Yeah, and I didn't like what I saw from him last week. He looked bad, just looked bad.
And on first down, they come out, and it looks like Sanders ran the wrong route. That's what it looks like. The pass is outside. Sanders was inside. I don't think that was an inaccuracy thing for Carson Wentz. I think that was another young player perhaps not knowing where to be early in the season.
You know, at this point, we're in, what, year 4 of Carson?
Yes.
And it's to me, it's gotten to the point where he usually doesn't miss guys that badly.
Right.
So that when an accurate throw happens, immediately I'm with you. I go, well, he must have just run the wrong route.
Yeah, because it looks like he threw that there with purpose, and the guy wasn't where he was supposed to be. Second down, they're going in a hurry up here. Third and short here right away. I do like this different look.
The defense went. And that's a vet move by Jason Peters to
absolutely
immediately get up. And
absolutely.
That should be a first down. But, I mean, as you said, I liked it too. You catch the defense kind of off guard early.
Right. And now that's a first down for the Eagles. So already, no three and out to start, unlike last week.
And the week before.
So maybe the Eagles can move the ball a little bit.
And the entire season before that.
Right.
I mean, they've had trouble in the first quarter.
Frank Reich and DeFilippo left.
Yeah.
And that's why I think it's not so much the players. In some ways, I think it's grow. And Doug not doing the things that they should do. They're spread out here, empty backfield here on first down.
Yeah, and if you want an example of an offensive coordinator's absence,
wow,
wide open. If you want an example,
and that's
of it,
Sanders,
yeah,
downfield, and they're already in field goal range. So interesting, Pat. We talked about the guys we didn't think were ready right away, and instead they split the running back Sanders all the way outside. Blown coverage, there was pressure in the backfield, and otherwise that's a touchdown.
Yeah, I mean,
Blaine had to scramble to the right to get
If they can mix him in, man, like linebackers are not going to be able to keep up with him.
Bat it down. And
good job by Carson. Good job by Carson not to grab the ball and try to make a stupid play and just grab it and throw it in the turf there.
Now, it looks like Lane Johnson beat on that play. It looks like. No, it was actually from the right guard. Right guard beat
Brandon Brooks.
And when I say beat, usually when there's a batted ball, that means that the guy isn't in the chest of the defender. It's hard to jump if a guy's right in your chest.
Yeah, Trey talks about that all the time, about technique and as Sanders gets wrapped up there for a loss. You hope that they can get a first down here on third down because they look really good early on.
Yeah.
And I just it just sucks when drives stall.
Three is better than the zero in the first 2 weeks.
Oh.
Three is still better than zero.
Hey,
I agree with you.
That's just quick math.
I want the seven, but at this point, I don't want them to force anything here. It's okay to kick a field goal. It's on third and long. What I don't need is a turnover or anything like that. That's what I mean,
Pat. Yeah. I just think it would go a long way to put one in the end zone for the crowd, to get the crowd like really into it. It would be huge, and he had him. He had Nelson Aguilar.
Aguilar thinks he was held.
Yeah, he's looking for the flag. Although, and there is
down.
One. Okay,
there you go.
Let's see what it is.
Because that's all timing. Those routes like that, that's all timing.
And that's kind of what we were talking about, right? We're like, if Carson misses that badly, something happened.
Let's see. Yep, pass interference on the line. So indeed, Aguilar was grabbed.
I've seen that guy drop dimes in a Jordan Matthews and DGB.
Right.
So you know, if it's missing that poorly, and that's a touchdown, by the way. I mean
without the grab, that's a touchdown.
Yeah,
because the ball's placed perfectly where he would have been under the circumstances.
It's actually a good job by the wide receiver the cornerback to hold him up there because it is a touchdown.
And now Sproles. First time we see him, we barely saw him at all last week after seeing a ton of him in week one. My theory is he didn't feel so good after the 20 touches at his age. And that's part of the reason why they didn't use him as much in week two, because you would think with all the injuries that they had, Sproles should have been adjusted into the game plan. And I bet you his 36-year-old, 37-year-old body after 20 touches, I bet you he was not feeling good last week.
Yeah, he wasn't feeling good till Wednesday at the earliest.
Right, so I think that's part of the reason why they didn't play him against Atlanta much. So second down here, and now Sanders. So Sanders heavily involved early. Deep pass.
It kind of makes you wonder about, you know, the first week, and you were talking about with Darren Sproles, and they said it was a scheme thing, right? It was, you know, the plan to use him that much. I wonder if they saw something in this Lions defense where they thought that Sanders' skill set would be best, because, and they're showing him now, Jordan Howard yet to be used. It's interesting if maybe they think that he's kind of ready to take over that backfield. Because he has been used a lot early on and effectively, too.
Yeah, big third down here. Third and six. They can get a first down at about the 1 yard line. And
I thought that was pass interference. Yeah. That's your replay.
He's going to Mac Hollins. I would like Hollins. There was tough defense there. I would like Hollins to get both hands in the air up there, because tight coverage in those tight windows down there, you have to go and grab the ball.
Yeah.
Hollins there with the kind of the sway at the ball. I don't know how he would have caught that at the best circumstances, just swinging one arm up.
Well, he didn't catch it because the special teams unit's coming on the field, and he'd rather play special teams
Okay. Positive. Eagles are going to come down. They moved the ball early. And now it looks like they're going to set up for a field goal. Negative is they didn't get a touchdown. Field goal's up and good. Okay.
Yeah, I'm gaining more faith in him.
Yeah. Glass half full. Best opening drive this season for the Eagles. That's half full. And hopefully, and it's going to be tough in the red zone where you're probably going to see Ertz probably double or triple team, because you're saying Zach Ertz here. So you know the Lions are saying that. And now Hollins becomes your number one.
Wait, you think that's
not going to be great going inside the 10.
You think the Lions are onto that?
Yes.
With the way that the national media gushes over Matt Patricia, yeah, they should be aware. But then again, a lot of teams are aware of it. It's just a matter of stopping it.
Usually though, you have Deshaun. If you have your full complement,
you can't.
In the red zone, I'm selling out for Zach Ertz. And let Hollins.
It's not ideal. It's not ideal when you're looking around and you go to your second option or maybe your third option and it's Mac Hollins.
Right.
That's the situation where I'd like them to use like a rub play or something and try to get Ertz open or maybe just put Ertz and Goddard on the field. Because, look, I know this sounds stupid, but I have trouble discerning between the two because they literally look so much alike on the field. They both wear the arm sleeve. I'm wondering if NFL players, like if they both line up,
yes.
If at times you're like, all right, I've got Ertz, but he's actually Goddard.
I would imagine that happens.
Because it's so quick.
How healthy is it? So, it's 111. This is what we're going to do now. We're going to have Tuck. We're going to go 610-632-0975. We're going to break early. That way we can stay with you basically for a nice long segment here. 610-632-0975. AJ in Center City will get to you on the other side and David Tuckman. Then we'll get scores from Tyler. 610-632-0975. Tyrone Johnson, Pat Egan here on the Green Zone. We'll be right back.
You're locked in the Green Zone.
Presented by PlaySugarHouse.com.
With Tyrone and Pat on 97.5 The Fanatic.
As homeowners, we've been conditioned to think spring is the best time to restore our lawns. Turns out the secret to having a nice green lawn is fertilizing and seeding in the fall. That's why I trust my lawn to Natural Lawn of America. Natural Lawn's safer, organic-based lawn care products will reduce the amount of chemicals used on your lawn. And with Natural Lawn's aeration and seeding service, they're able to restore your lawn's health and beauty. For over 25 years, Natural Lawn has been recognized as the leader in organic-based lawn care. Now, whether you live in PA or New Jersey, Natural Lawn's customized treatments will give you the lush green lawn you've always wanted. Fall is the perfect time to establish and thicken your lawn, so call Natural Lawn today and take advantage of their limited-time offer of free seeding every year. That's right, they will seed your lawn every year free of charge. Restore your lawn's health and beauty by calling this number, 800-FREE-SEED. That's 800-FREESEED for Natural Lawn of America, greener grass, fewer weeds, guaranteed.
Hey, this is Jason Martinez for the all-new Concordville Subaru. Now, folks, have you seen this beautiful new showroom? It is spectacular. Large, comfortable, and packed with all the Subaru models you want. Now, they built this gorgeous showroom just for you. You'll think you're in a coffee bar when you see their beverage area or your own living room when you quietly sit in the visitor center next to a fireplace. Now, you're also going to get a free car wash after every service appointment. And going on now at Concordville Subaru, pick your ride and pick your payment. For example, lease a 2020 Subaru Outback standard base model for as low as $265 per month for 36 months, $2465 due at lease signing for qualified buyers. Plus, every customer gets a lifetime powertrain warranty. Hurry in before September 30th. While you're out there, check out the new Subaru Ascent, their first full-size Subaru SUV. It is fantastic. Visit 202subaru.com. That's 202subaru.com for inventory and all the leasing deals. It ends on September 30th, 2019. Concordville cares. Call 888-351-6493 for financing details.
Oh, hi, Amy. Welcome to the Xfinity store.
Hi there. I'd like to check out X1 and maybe find a new TV show.
What kind of shows do you like?
It has to be about a person, a place, or a thing.
Okay. What else?
I like it when shows have both picture and sound.
You know, the X1 voice remote lets you access everything from live TV to Netflix and Prime Video. Just ask it for a recommendation.
Okay, but I'm only going to watch it if it has a beginning, a middle, and an end. I've got standards. Find me new TV shows.
Access Netflix, Prime Video, and more with the Emmy Award-winning X1 voice remote. Now that's simple, easy, awesome. Switch to Xfinity Internet, TV, and voice for $79.99 a month for 2 years with a 2-year agreement. Plus, when you get Xfinity X1, you can enjoy access to your favorite streaming apps like Netflix, Prime Video, and more. Just use your voice to find what you want to watch. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Ends 10-13-19. Restrictions apply. New standard triple play customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including DTP and RSN fees, extra and subject to change. After term, regular rates apply. Netflix and Prime Video memberships required.
And the crowd is really going wild over that magnificent performance. Gateway Kia is crushing the competition.
You called it. It's a new season of savings, and they're rolling out incredible incentives in the all-new 2020 Kias.
It's Gateway Kia's 2020 model year kickoff. Home a new 2020 Kia Forte for just $189 a month. Get into a new 2020 Kia Sportage, $199 a month. Each on a 36-month lease with zero due at signing. Plus, find low payments on 2020 Kia Sedona, Optima, Rio, Soul, and Telluride. Or get up to $6,000 over book for your trade. Or we'll match your down payment up to $6,000. Rush in for the 2020 model year kickoff. Route 611 in Warrington and Route 309 in Quakertown. Shop our inventory online at shopgatewaykia.com.
Gateway Kia, the discount Kia. Hi, it's Brian Boucher, and let me tell you about my friend Mario and his team at Great Railing. When your deck or railing project is in crunch time, there's only one place to go. In one trip to Great Railing, you'll find everything for the whole project from start to finish in stock. They have a huge selection of highest quality products at a fraction of the cost. I know firsthand the money you will save on your project. For quality products and everyday great pricing, do what I did and call Mario at Great Railing. Call 856-875-0050 or log on to greatrailing.com.
Pros, start with Lowe's to get more of the brands you trust every day and at the right prices, including the Little Giant King Combo Ladder, the world's first step, extension, and leaning ladder for only $159. And find the supplies you use most and save by buying in bulk, like 20% off in-stock GAF or Owens Corning shingles when you purchase by the pallet. Order at lowesforpros.com and have your order delivered or pick up in store. Our dedicated pro loaders will load you up and get you back to the job site where you're needed most. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Selection varies by location, U.S. only.
Want to join the birds in December in sunny Miami? Visit Hooters of King of Prussia, Hooters of Concordville, or Hooters of Princeton for details and register to win.
Sports Talk for Swedesboro and all of Gloucester County.
97.5, The Fanatic. Talking about the game during the game. You're in the green zone.
Presented by PlaySugarHouse.com.
Now, Tyrone Johnson and Pat Egan on 97.5, The Fanatic.
Yes, son. There's a lot to catch up on, and we'll talk to Tuck in just one second. The Fanatic Green Zone is presented by PlaySugarHouse.com. With unique features and generous rewards, PlaySugarHouse.com is Pennsylvania and New Jersey's premier casino custom designed for you. PlaySugarHouse.com must be 21 or over to play. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. So we break there to try to get a commercial break and then have the Lions go on offense. The Lions don't get to go on offense because a 100-yard kickoff return for a touchdown. There were three in the NFL last year. Three. The Eagles give up one right there. They're down 7-3. They have the ball back, and now they have a 3rd-and-1 situation going forward.
I would love to know the betting line of that happening again if we break.
It's
for the rest of the season.
There were three in all of the league last year, and the Eagles.
Good run, man. They are running all over the Lions.
They absolutely are. Their offenses look good now on two drives, and we don't know how their defense will play because their defense didn't get a chance to get on the field.
Yeah, and if they can effectively run the ball, it's going to open up so much in the passing game, absolutely, which they desperately need because of these wide receivers.
Eagles already once again in field goal range. On the line is David Tuckman. Tuck, how are you doing today? It's been a wild game already.
I am great, man. I'm telling you, I've already won money. I bet on my 6-year-old's hockey game this weekend, this morning. Yeah. I won that. I'm going to parlay that money into this now.
Well, beautiful. Now, the Eagles, right at this moment, I might as well just throw this at you, just updated on PlaySugarHouse.com, minus 225 on the money line. Just as far as it's 7-3 right now, it's the first quarter. I'm sure there are people out there with the app open. Who do you like? We thought we'd ask you that at 3-0. Who knows if the kickoff return would come back? Who do you like in this game based on what you've seen so far?
Yeah, I mean, listen, I mean, I think what we're seeing so far, I really like. I mean, last week, I was a little bit discouraged by Doug Peterson, and we saw their two big receivers go out. We saw their backup tight end go out, and we didn't see the running backs being used as much as I thought we should have last week, and we relied on some, you know, less experienced wide receivers who did not have a good rapport with Carson Wentz. This week, we've already seen Darren Sproles in there. Obviously, Miles Sanders catches that, you know, 40-yard pass. I love what I'm seeing out of this game plan. The fact that they can run the ball bodes very well for the Eagles. So I do like the Eagles. That said, at minus 200, minus 225, I can't get behind that. That's just not enough value for me at this point, especially considering we're down by 4 right now.
Right. No, that's a good point. Yeah, you would think. Yeah, that's a good point. Now, going around the league, 1 o'clock last week we had you on. It was during Sunday Night Football. They were the only game in town. They're not the only game in town. What do you like right now as the games are starting? As Carson Wentz,
they're going to call that down because they're going to say he gave himself up. But we saw that last week.
As Carson Wentz runs down to the 1 yard line,
I can't wait for this to come back to the 2.
But I'm sorry about that, Tuck. Yeah, so what are you looking at?
No, don't, please. Interrupt me to talk some Eagles football. I love that stuff, man. I mean, that's good. I think my feed is about 6 seconds behind yours. So I'm like, oh, now I see what you're talking about.
Sorry. Great.
We ruined it for you before that happened. Yeah. So, yeah.
The only thing discouraging about the Eagles so far is, and this is kind of a problem that I think the Eagles have always kind of had. You know, Darren Sproles, when he's on the field, we know they're going to pass. He's not really much of a runner.
Good point.
Jordan Howard can't catch the ball. You know, so when we know he's on the field, they're going to run the ball. That's what makes Miles Sanders so special. Because when he's on the field, they can do anything.
And just like that.
Well, don't ruin it.
Well, I'll let you tell us what's about to happen.
Well, you know what? I think I'm like 20 seconds behind you now that I'm saying. I just saw the Carson Wentz.
You're real behind. Let's just say that the over under, if you took the under, is not looking great right now.
Right.
There you go. That's good news for the Eagles then. There you go. I did like the Eagles this week. You know, the big thing with the Eagles, of course, is we got to figure out, you know, is this the team that we saw 2 years ago that was just dominating when, you know, Carson Wentz was unbelievable and an MVP candidate before he got injured? Or is this the team from last year? And I think from a talent perspective and a coaching perspective, they are the team from 2 years ago. We'll see how that plays out, especially when DeSean Jackson and Alshon Jeffrey get back in the fold. As for what else is going on, you know, I've got a lot of games in front of me right now. I like New England last week. I said this last week. I said jump on that bandwagon when it was minus 17 and a half. I still like them at minus 21 with or without Antonio Brown. You know, the Jets just, their defense is decimated.
So many injuries. So many injuries.
Yeah, no C.J. Mosley. You know, and you're looking at a team, I honestly think the New England Patriots might run the ball for 200 yards today. And I don't see the Jets offense doing much.
Gotcha.
They got this guy Falk under center. I talked to one of my buddies over at Pro Football Focus about Falk. And verbatim, this is what the guy said. He said, he's pretty awful. He's got a legit noodle arm. So
that's not a great scouting report. Legit noodle arm.
No. And the Patriots defense is legit this year. We know what they have done.
Good players.
You know, I even though Le'Veon Bell is great, he's very talented. He's making everybody miss tackles. He's making missed tackles. He's forcing that. I just don't think the Jets have enough. And when it's all said and done, I think the Jets probably just, succumb, you know, somewhere in the 30s to like maybe 7. So I still love the Patriots today. And, you know, that one is there.
Gotcha. There's one thing I actually want to ask you about that you mentioned to us before. Through. It was offensive rookie of the year, because obviously people could go on PlaySugarHouse.com and bet that, not just individual games. You said there's a lot of value there. Who do you like, and why do you think there's good value there on offensive rookie of the year?
You got to be kidding me. I mean, I couldn't believe it. I mean, listen, you might have missed the boat because you got to jump on it after this game. But before the games this morning, I was checking this out last night. Kyler Murray's at like plus 200, and he's certainly a dynamic, fantastically talented quarterback down in Arizona, and they've got a lot to be excited about. Marquise Brown is, you know, he's at plus 500, right? Not much value in those spots, but if you scroll down there, how about Philadelphia's own Miles Sanders? I mean, if you believe in Miles Sanders like I do, and you think this guy is going to take over in Philadelphia, which he certainly could, you know, this guy.
And early in the game, they went to him in the run game and the pass game. Howard happened to score the touchdown, but they've absolutely gone to him both phases of the game early in this game. So what you're saying makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I'm not saying he's a favorite to win, but at plus 2,200, once again, that means you're getting 22 to 1. You bet $10, you can win $220 on Miles Sanders. Another guy that's been an absolute revelation this year is Terry McLaurin, who has been the do-everything wide receiver.
Yeah, he tore up the Eagles.
Tore up the Eagles 100 yards, and could have been more because he beat the corners two more times and he was overthrown.
Yeah, he's at plus 1,600.
Wow.
I mean, to me, that's just a tremendous amount of value, and especially any time when you're looking at like offensive rookie of the year, defensive rookie of the year, situations like that, especially early on in the season, there is so much volatility. There is so much variance. Give me the odds. I don't want to get 2-1. I don't want to get 4-1. But if I'm getting 16-1, 18-1, 20-1, I'll take a shot with three or four different talented rookies. And if the right thing falls in place, you never know. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Well, thanks so much, Tuck. We'll talk to you again at halftime. We really appreciate it. We really appreciate you being with us all season.
Yeah, it's good, man. Let's go Eagles.
All right. Now, while we're on the call, the Eagles go up 10-7. Jordan Howard. So, another two good drives to start the quarter for the Eagles, despite now the defense gets on the field for the first time. How are you feeling right now, Pat, about this game?
Good. I mean, the offense has looked really, really good. I need to see the defense, though. I need to see, you know, if they're able to get some pressure on Matt Stafford. I saw a tweet from, I think, Zach Berman that every game, Brandon Graham finds some, like, local food from like the place that, you know, the team's coming from, and basically
he's
says,
from
like,
Detroit. He's from Detroit,
and you kind of heard it week one. He's like, you giving out them Popeye chicken sandwich, meaning like, you know, I'm gonna get a sack,
Right.
That's adorable, and it's funny.
You want to see it.
I want to see it, because the fact that the only sacks you've really gotten are from a backup defensive tackle who's now a starter.
Who's hurt.
And yeah, you're right.
He was hurt. He was a starter.
Yeah, he was for about 7 minutes, and then he got hurt. And, you know, safeties, it's like I need to see. This was a big concern for me going into the season, was that these defensive ends getting pressure on the quarterback. I need to actually see it, because if Matt Stafford does have time, he can pick you apart. If you get his feet moving, it's a different story. And I think for them to win this game, they're going to have to get his feet moving.
And one other, you're absolutely right. Third and one, and they get a first down. So the plan this season, partially also with Jackson, was middle pressure with Cox and Jackson straight up the middle. We have Spence and Curry coming in inside. Now Hassan Ridgeway becomes a starter. Once Jackson went out, that middle pressure went out of the window. And now that puts a lot more pressure on the ends, to your point. So the Eagles right now, if you want to bet it, they're minus 225, 220 right now, up 10-7, defense on the field for the first time, 100-yard kickoff return. AJ, Center City, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic in the Gray Zone.
Thank you. Listen, I have to ask you a question.
Yes.
Antonio Brown, Jalen Ramsey, and Melvin Gordon available. If we had to do it, I think if we get two of those three guys, and if we have the cap space.
No. The reason I say no is this. Two of the three guys, okay. Antonio Brown's a hard no matter what. So let's just, that's a no.
The most current news on Antonio Brown, it turns out from the Instagram pictures, turns out this I don't want to get in deep into it, but turns out this lady that was doing it, turns out it might not be true, because now there's pictures.
Well, not because of whether or not he raped the woman, because in America, you are innocent till proven guilty, and this was a civil case. So it's not that. There's what about the harassment?
Yeah, there's too much smoke with that guy.
That's what I'm saying. You know, it's a lot of stuff.
All right, well, this one case, it might be just, you know, somebody faking it, but and I don't want to accuse anyone of doing that, because it's an awful situation. But that's
out there.
Then something else pops up a day later. And the fact is, this dude's just not a great guy. And the reason that the Eagles won the Super Bowl 2 years ago, they were extremely talented, but also they had a great locker room and a great leadership core.
But do you think their culture is good enough where they
got a good culture?
They absolutely have a good culture. I don't think he's fixable.
Right. If the Patriot way, and they're always right, couldn't fix it, third and long coming up.
I mean, they gave up on him after 11 days.
Right. Now, as far as Melvin Gordon, here's the thing. They like Miles Sanders. And just because he might not be fully formed right this minute, you have a second-round running back that costs very little money. Melvin Gordon, the reason he's holding out is he wants a lot of money. So if you're the Eagles, do you ride with the guy who you like because they like him, or do you go get an expensive running back when you like who you have? As far as Ramsey, apparently that's still on the table. And I would imagine, and Peter King said, that he thinks the Eagles will be in the mix for that.
Yeah.
There's no rush to trade him, though, from Jacksonville, because they just won a game and they like Minshew, their quarterback.
Yeah, I really want Jalen Ramsey. I love that the way that dude plays. With Gordon, I just don't think that is a position of need.
Right.
I don't.
And it's a first down on third and long. You've heard that before. The Eagles can't get themselves off the field on third and long.
They did a good job on second down, though, making Matthew Stafford move around.
Yep, got good pressure.
But you know, like, if there's one position on this team where you go, all right, I'm pretty much set, right? It's probably quarterback, offensive line to a certain extent, left guard situation.
But other than that, you like the other four guys.
And the running backs.
Right.
It's like, so, you know, if you weren't going to go get Jadeveon Clowney, but then you're going to waste picks and go get
Melvin Gordon. Look who gave up that third and long. Darby.
Your boy.
Darby.
You love Ronald Darby. You got your Darby jersey on right now.
Yeah.
That's not true. Just for the viewers out there, you just not have a Ronald Darby jersey. I honestly think Ronald Darby's issue is just coming back from the injury.
Right, which is fine, but play him less.
But, like, I agree with you.
Play him less.
You know, because you have a room full of cornerbacks that I think we all agree are NFL-caliber cornerbacks, but you need to figure out exactly what you have.
Right.
And who's a starter and who's just a rotational piece. And if Ronald Darby is just a rotational piece, that's fine. But then give Russell Douglas a shot. Sidney Jones is obviously starting. Jalen Mills.
Play Maddox more on the outside.
Yeah, like
big run up the middle. The Lions are already deep in the field goal range. This defense looks terrible.
Yeah, they don't look good.
The offense, there's no excuse, because they can't be tired, because the offense had a long drive inside the 10, they kick a field goal. then a kickoff return for a touchdown, then the offense with another long drive for a touchdown. So this is all on the defense. None of this is because a bunch of three and outs.
And big holes, too.
Right. And
big holes
to run through. I know it's a hot day, but it's a hot day for both teams.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I mean, it's not like Detroit isn't dealing with the weather, too.
Right. Both guys are. And now, once again, another wide open
receiver. Bad coverage.
And once again, Darby beat. First and goal for the Lions. Darby can't play.
Yeah, he's become a big liability, and you've been harping on it for about 2 weeks now, and for good reason too. And it seems like every time there's a glaring problem in the secondary, it seems like he's kind of in the mix. You know, he's one of the guys you point to and go, yeah, he's probably at fault.
And now Eagles player down. Doesn't look like some serious thing. He's on his feet, but
it's Derek Barnett.
Derek Barnett, that's great. So 610-632-0975. Tyler, do we have some scores around the league? Do you have the scores up?
Yeah, we've got a lot of scores, actually. Only one game is still scoreless, and we'll get to that in a little bit. The Cowboys up 10-0 on the Dolphins already. They just scored.
Shocking.
But let me rephrase that. It's 9-0. They're going for the extra point.
Okay.
The touchdown was scored by Amari Cooper from Dak Prescott. Green Bay scored the first touchdown of the game. Montez Valdez-Scandling, he went 40 yards on the Packers' first drive. They're up 7-0.
Okay.
The Colts at home up 10-0 on the Falcons.
Wow.
The Jacoby Brissett to Zach Pascal was the only touchdown of that game so far. The only touchdown in the Chiefs-Ravens game comes from the Baltimore Ravens.
How about that?
Mark Ingram scored. They missed the extra point. The all-reliable Justin Tucker misses an extra point. So the Ravens up 6-0. The Minnesota Vikings, they're up 7-0 on the Oakland Raiders. That was a touchdown pass to Adam Thielen. The Patriots all over the Jets already. That's 13-0. They also miss an extra point. Gostkowski misses one as well. So we've already had two missed extra points.
That rarely happens from Gostkowski. I was harping on that last week. Last week was a really bad week for kickers. Like extra points and field goals.
They're not football players. And I say this a lot. I know
they're not football players. They're the smartest ones on the field, though.
Because they never get hit.
They never get hit.
They do every. Jake Elliott could have made an attempt to maybe stop the guy from getting 100-yard return.
Yeah, you know, you run up to him and try to push him.
Maybe. But instead, he just ran away from him.
Oh, yeah, lay it.
Like, and that bothers me because callers will call up and defend kickers. Like, you couldn't do it. I also couldn't do astrophysicists. But I'm not, they're not athletes. You're not an athlete just because you do something everyone can't do.
Yeah, I mean, and especially when it's a situation where you have one job.
Right.
You know, you have one job, and that's all we're asking you to do. That's it. Just kick the ball through the uprights. That's it.
That's all.
And I don't know about you, man, but like, it seems to me that kicking has gotten worse in the past couple of years.
You know why?
And Tyler, you can comment on this too if you want. It's gotten worse, man. It's like you never used to see. I don't want to hear that they backed up the extra point 10 yards or whatever it was. You never used to see guys miss extra points. A 25-yard field goal should be a chip shot for every kicker in the league, and it's not anymore. And it's like the days of the David Akers, Adam Vinatieri. Even Adam Vinatieri missed a ton. I think he's shot now.
He might be shot just because of his age.
Yeah, he's 46.
Yeah, he's 100 years old.
Here's a touchdown.
And
they held him at the one.
But it's second and goal now. The Eagles defense getting absolutely gashed. And Ronald Darby, he's been the story early. There's been some good run plays, but they're picking on Darby again. At what point do you say, you know what, this guy's hurt? It's not that he's bad.
He's just not ready to play right now.
Right, and that's going to be the last play of the first quarter. The Eagles lead 10-7, but for how long?
Both teams are getting absolutely gashed on the ground.
Yep.
And it's setting up big passing plays, but they're wisely attacking the center of this Eagles team's defense. I mean, when you have Fletcher Cox is basically a one-man show again.
Right, because you don't have anybody to play next to him.
I mean, Hassan Ridgeway is not exactly a household name. I don't think there's many Ridgeway jerseys in the stands right now. So, look, I mean, the Lions came in with a good game plan. We both said it when this drive started. We wanted to see how the Eagles did on defense. And the answer is not that great.
So
not great,
far,
Bob. Not great.
The Lions have targeted Ronald Darby's side of the field on every passing play so far this game.
You know, so. And I think what drives me nuts is that he won't get killed for it. Like, no, by callers tomorrow,
they're going to blame Carson.
Callers tomorrow will not blame Ronald Darby.
No, they'll blame Carson.
Yet when Sean Payton came out and said we were attacking Sidney Jones, all of a sudden it was, that was the worst pick in football history. I can't believe this. Yet it's clear as day that the Lions have come in looking to attack Ronald Darby because in the last 2 weeks they've clearly seen what we've seen.
Right.
And callers are just going to go ho-hum about it because, you know, every once in a while he gets an interception.
You're absolutely right. And
it's like you can't have it both ways. You can't rip a guy, one guy who was, you know, attacked last year, but then the other guy, oh, yeah, we'll just give him a pass.
You're right.
It might not be his fault because of the injury.
It's still a fact.
But the coaching staff needs to wake up then. And as you said, you've got Douglas, Maddox, you know, use those guys more then. Use less Ronald Darby. Which, by the way, can we start taking, like I would love to get Tuck on and ask him, what is the odds that Jalen Mills plays a snap this season?
Apparently, though, with the Jalen Mills, he's going to play.
I'll believe when I see it.
He's on the pup list.
Well, I heard the same thing about Mac Hollins last year.
Hollins' situation was a little bit different.
This amazing medical staff was all over it.
It's a new medical staff. It's not the same medical staff as last year.
I don't know.
I know for a fact that it is. They fired the people publicly.
I don't know.
It's new people. I don't even you don't know. They
find
fired people.
Find a new slant.
They fired the people.
Did they, though?
Yes. Yes. You know what? Sometimes
this is just propaganda from you media folks.
Yes, they fired the doctors. They did fire those doctors. Let me tell you, the city of Philadelphia does look very beautiful, the skyline. Now that we have all these good skyscrapers, and apparently there's going to be a bunch more.
I love looking at the landscape, the skyscrapers.
They showed it on the game. That's why we said that. Second and goal. And
he's...
No, he stopped.
Yeah.
He stopped.
All right. All right,
third and
so
goal.
It's about third and a...
I mean, doesn't get any shorter.
Third and a pinky.
Now, I don't know why. Stafford's a pretty big, strong guy.
Yeah.
6'2" or so.
Just put his head down, and it's what I would expect him to do here on third and goal, because it's so damn close.
I mean, he didn't get in.
No.
I don't think he got in, because he turned his back. So the ball...
We call that pulling a Zach Ertz.
Yeah, he turned his back. And props to Gary, who hasn't been good in between, Nate Gary, but on the goal line, interception now, big tackle. Good for you, Nate.
They got to stuff this.
Yep, third and goal. What happens here? It's
offsides
on the Eagles.
They jumped like crazy.
I don't see a flag, though. And instead, a touchdown at the back of the end zone.
Yep, that's to the...
Oh, but he went out of bounds first.
Rookie tight end from Iowa, yep. Hawkinson.
He's a good player, by the way.
Yeah, he is. I mean, for week one, man, he tore it up.
Great job by Malcolm Jenkins there. He went out of bounds.
Yeah, but I still think they're going to call this offsides. Like, how did they miss that?
The Eagles were clearly offsides.
If they missed that.
Clearly. It should be offsides penalties.
Absolutely, it should be.
The Eagles were clearly offsides. We will admit that.
It's just an incomplete pass.
Offsides defense.
Defense.
Okay.
Well, all right, yeah. Okay, so they got the offsides. It's just an incomplete pass.
Okay.
Half the distance to the third. You can't move the ball closer.
Yeah, so that's a nothing. It's just another crack at it. But Malcolm Jenkins right there, by being physical downfield, made him step out of bounds. He just caught. He was out of bounds when he caught it. His foot's out of bounds when he catches it.
Yeah, and that's the situation right there with a rookie coming from college.
Yep, you
only get one foot down. He tried to hold it, but...
And on third and goal.
And he's in.
And the Lions in.
Yeah.
So right down the field, Johnson with the touchdown. Eagles down 13. 13-10, the Lions are up, pending the extra point. So defense, not so good so far. Special teams, not so good so far. Offense, good so far. That's where we're at.
Yeah. The offense. I mean, they've looked really good on the ground. They've been able to push the Lions around quite
actually
a bit.
Actually, a decent push by the Eagles. He just went over the top. It's hard to stop a guy from getting an inch when he's just going to jump. If he's at the 50-yard line, he doesn't necessarily do that jump. Decent goal line stance, but up until that point, horrendous. And the only reason it was a decent goal line stance is they couldn't pass it to Darby.
That's decent. That's fine to lie. That's just a fact. And he hits it.
Extra point's good. So that's where we're at, folks. Oh, boy.
Well, how you feeling now?
I don't feel so good now. Because, the Eagles put up 10. That means the Eagles are on pace to score 40 points and lose. That's not a good feeling for me. So
I figure eventually, though, I mean, like, the defense, look, it's only one drive. We've seen two drives from the Eagles offense, and they've looked good, both of them. This is the first drive we've seen from the Eagles defense.
Maybe they make some adjustments.
Yeah, they make some adjustments. I mean, I don't count the opening touchdown.
No, it's not against the defense.
Because it's just like, that's a fluke thing. As you said, there were three last year. It doesn't help the score, but in my evaluation of what's going on, I go, all right, let's just see. I need to see this defense again, because if this is a trend, then that's an issue. But if they come out and they are able to hold them and force a punt, then it's like, all right, well, you know, we're good. Because you need to make adjustments. I mean, the Ronald Darby situation, I mean, that's probably the biggest adjustment they do need to make. I don't agree.
There are people on Twitter saying, the D-line's not getting pressure. No, the D-line got some pressure on that drive. They're not going to get pressure every single play.
Yeah, the one... It was like 2nd and 10, and Matthew Stafford was tap dancing.
Right. Yeah, no, they got some pressure there. At some point, the D-backs have to hold up their end. You can't just go, oh, it was a D-line. Go cover your man. This is football, right? Go cover your man.
It's some form of football.
Henry, Tampa, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic in the Green Zone. What's up, Henry?
Hey, Henry.
How you doing, buddy?
What's up, man?
Not much, man. I agree with you. Our defense and our special teams ain't doing too good right now. But Tyrone, you think we can come back?
Yeah. I'm not panicked. I'm not panicked at all. The tough part is the Eagles are still actually 1-point favorites on Play Sugar House right now, even though they're down 4.
Oh, I'm hammering that.
Yeah, the Eagles are still favorites in the game, and they're favorites on the money line despite the fact that they're down in the second quarter. I'm not panicked. What I want is a nice, easy week. And that we're not having that. That's all. And I didn't like the opening kickoff, kickers bother me. So either kick it out of the back or be willing to make a tackle. But if you're not willing to make a tackle, don't hang it up for a guy to possibly return it. Kickers bother me. All right, Henry. All right.
The good thing is never mind. I'm not going to say it. Let's just move on.
You know, maybe I take it for granted because I live here. But why does the TV always have to show the art museum steps? Like, Rocky was a fictional character.
Has any real
character ever used the art museum steps for any significance? Like a real person. Like a person who's won something in the city. Like when let's go all the way back to even the Broad Street Bullies.
Okay.
Or Dr. J.
Okay.
Or the 2017 Eagles when they won the Super Bowl. Did any of them find significance in the art museum steps?
Well,
art museum, I'm talking about the building's great. I'm talking about the inside of the art museum.
I've never actually been on the inside of the art museum.
All right. Well, that's a separate conversation.
Well, but my point is, to your point,
the steps. Why? Rocky's not real.
I think that's a take. I hate the word take. I think that's an opinion of people that live in the city. But I can tell you firsthand that when people come to the city of Philadelphia, at least the ones that I know from outside, they all want to go to the steps.
Carson with another run. Looks like it was a planned run there. You know what name we haven't seen? Now, we saw one pass towards Mac Hollins. We've seen Ertz catch a pass.
Goddard?
We've seen Goddard. They say Goddard was limping. He's activated, but I don't know how much Goddard we're actually seeing. That J.J. Arcega-Whiteside. Two drives, zero targets so far.
If you look, his mom's on the sideline with an umbrella, making sure he doesn't get sunburn.
What's going on with the Jets game, Tyler? What's the score of that? Somebody tweeted me.
It's already 20-0 in favor of New England. Julian Edelman scored.
So
they're just up and down the field.
20-0
correct.
Already.
Matt Mullen from the Philly Voice. He had him too, but he was off his back foot. Matt Mullen from the Philly Voice tweeted out a video of Bill Belichick and the interviewer.
He didn't answer a question.
Typical Belichick. We're focused on the Jets today.
Hey, at least he wasn't lying.
Bill, you should be able to beat the Jets in your sleep. That's a bad Jets team. Like if he honestly, last week, we're focused on Miami.
Wow.
You're focused on Miami, Bill? Really? Because you're concerned about that game? Shut up. Just answer the damn question.
10 points scored in the first quarter was the most since week 6 of last year.
Yeah, that's not ideal, Ty.
No, 10 points was good. Let's see if they can convert on third down.
I'm saying that stat's
and they
not
do.
Ideal.
And they do. And to who?
Mac Hollins.
Did you see once again, J.J. Ortega Whiteside, nothing.
Did you see what jersey that Matt Collins wore into the game today?
Yes, he wore a Brian Westbrook jersey, and I have no love for that, and I'll explain why. So as the Eagles have first and 10, have you seen the popular candy meme that is going around? I want everybody to weigh in on this while we're watching the game.
Yes, Milky
Way. So you had the Milky Way, the Reese, the Snicker, the Twix, the Kit Kat, and the plain M&Ms. Now, it's unanimous that the worst two candies on that list are the plain M&Ms and the Milky Way.
Yeah, Milky Way can kick
ass. Some people hate Milky Way. Some people hate plain M&Ms. No one likes those two.
I like M&Ms.
Plain M&Ms?
I'm a bigger fan of peanut, but yeah.
No. Their peanut was not an option.
I know, I'm just saying. I mean, I don't
mind
them.
Plain M&Ms?
I'll eat them.
Yuck.
Not terrible.
Disgusting. That's the one I like the least.
They melt in your mouth, on your
hand. Guess what one number 36 decided to publicly get rid of last night?
Don't say the Reese's.
Yes.
Stop. I'm out on him.
So there you go.
That's he's always done that.
Right, Tyler?
He's always done that.
That is garbage.
He's been anti-Reese's.
I don't think he likes peanut butter.
He's been anti-Reese's since last year.
He says he likes peanut butter. It doesn't go with chocolate. Matt Collins with another catch. It looks like Matt Collins said, you know what? I'm going to treat offense like special teams.
Maybe I do want to play this. So,
flag on the play.
You've seen the movie 40-Year-Old Virgin, correct?
Yes, of course. 25 times.
So when I found out that he was anti-Reese's Cup.
It looks like it's on the Eagles.
I grabbed the scene from 40-Year-Old Virgin where the guy's like, honey, I don't know this man. I only work with him. I tried to have him come out with nice people. He made a fool of himself. That's not me. And that's
pass interference on the offense. That's a call on Hollins because he's a rookie receiver. That was not pass interference.
Yeah, that's not
pass
interference.
That's a weak call.
That is an awful call.
Come on.
That's an awful call. And I agree with you. That is, I don't know who the hell this wide receiver is. Where does he get the right? I'm throwing a flag.
Right.
I mean, that is... That's awful.
So now from 1st and 10, 2nd and 16 now for the Eagles. There has not been many penalties in the game so far. So,
by the way, that was a bad call. You can have your peanut butter conversation with 36 Brian Westbrook tomorrow when he's on the Brian Westbrook show.
Yeah, and on Mike Missanelli at 4 o'clock. And all speaking of people, Donovan McNabb. We'll see what he thinks about this candy and this game, the morning show. He joins Farsetta and Trey in the morning every Monday at 9:30 a.m.
So four former Eagles on tomorrow?
Yes, Trey.
Good day. Trey, Donovan, B. West.
Three.
My bad. I can't count.
And Jaws is usually on Mondays, but I think Jaws this week moved to Tuesday.
Third and six here.
Third and six. So another third and medium. You would like to be in third and short,
yeah,
obviously.
Yeah, that pass interference killed him.
Yeah, so let's see what happens here. They were moving the ball. Time. But, and first down. Nope, dropped by Aguilar.
Jesus, dude.
Dropped by Aguilar.
Come on, Nelson.
Come on.
Come on, dude. Like, catch the damn ball, please. Like, that's ridiculous. I feel like I'm watching, like, the Temple football team from yesterday. Like, these are first downs you're just dropping.
How does he drop that?
I need to see a closer replay. Yeah, that's awful. That's awful. He's trying to bring in his body, and he literally just dropped it. I mean, that's terrible. And now he's in his head. That's what I'm worried about. Is this guy, like, in his head?
That's a drive-ending drop.
Yep. He's a killer. Like, literally a killer of a drive.
Yep. 610-632-0975. 610-632-0975. Tyrone Johnson, Pat Egan, Tyler Producing. We'll be back here on the Green Zone.
You're locked in the Green Zone.
Presented by PlaySugarHouse.com.
With Tyrone and Pat on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, truck buyers, combine 0% financing for 60 months with no payments for 90 days and savings up to an incredible $11,000. Sounds too good to be true? Well, it's not. Not if you visit my friends at TurnersvilleJeep.com. Hi, Natalie here to tell you that TurnersvilleJeep.com is making amazing deals right now during Ram Power Days on new Ram trucks. Let me say it again. Combine 0% financing for 60 months with no payments for 90 days and savings up to $11,000. If you've ever considered a new Ram, now is the time to see my friends at TurnersvilleJeep.com for a better selection, better prices, and an all-around better buying experience. Drive a little, save a lot at TurnersvilleJeep.com on Route 42 in Turnersville, New Jersey, and be sure to tell them Natalie sent you.
0% for 60 months on select Ram trucks to qualified buyers through Chrysler Capital at $1,667 per 1,000 finance. Offer valid to qualified buyers with approved credit. 2018 Ram 1500 Crew Cab MSRP $49,295. Selling price $38,295. Includes all rebates and incentives. Not all applicants may qualify. Offer ends 9/30/19.
Oh, hi, Amy. Welcome to the Xfinity store.
Hi there. I'd like to check out X1 and maybe find a new TV show.
Well, what kind of shows do you like?
It has to be about a person, a place, or a thing.
Okay. What else?
I like it when shows have both picture and sound.
You know, the X1 voice remote lets you access everything from live TV to Netflix and Prime Video. Just ask it for a recommendation.
Okay, but I'm only going to watch it if it has a beginning, a middle, and an end. I've got standards. Find me new TV shows.
Access Netflix, Prime Video, and more with the Emmy Award-winning X1 voice remote. Now that's simple, easy, awesome. Switch to Xfinity Internet, TV, and voice for $79.99 a month for 2 years with a 2-year agreement. Plus, when you get Xfinity X1, you can enjoy access to your favorite streaming apps like Netflix, Prime Video, and more. Just use your voice to find what you want to watch. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Ends 10-13-19. Restrictions apply. New standard triple play customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including DTP and RSN fees, extra and subject to change. After term, regular rates apply. Netflix and Prime Video memberships required.
Are you looking for a school that trains you for a career in broadcast media? What if I told you there is one here in the Philadelphia area? No, it's not a college. It doesn't have lecture halls and books, nor does it teach you subjects you don't need. Just studios, and you're in them from day one with pros in the industry. You learn by doing. What if I told you this school will train you not only in broadcast media, but audio and video production, radio, television, and sports broadcasting? What if I told you that after graduation from this school, you wouldn't have the heavy student loan debt like some of your college friends? This school is family-owned with a 55-year history of success, and they teach you skills. Skills that get you jobs. Thousands have been placed. Traditional universities aren't for everyone. Maybe you've already been down that road and hit a dead end. It's never too late. Connecticut School of Broadcasting. You've heard our name before, but do you really know what we do? Come check us out at our Cherry Hill, New Jersey campus and see if we're the right fit for you. Check us out at GoCSB.com. That's GoCSB.com.
Today, business happens here, here, and virtually anywhere. Because today, innovative companies are reinventing the way business happens. And they need people who can keep up. With the expertise and technology to get packages to over 150 million delivery points. So, who can help you deliver the future of commerce? The United States Postal Service. See why we deliver more e-commerce packages to homes than anyone at usps.com/future.
School's back in session, and at AutoZone, we've got the free services you need to get your ride ready. Like our AutoZone Rewards program. Members get a $20 reward every time they spend $20 or more 5 times. If you're looking to reward your ride, get a 50-pack of Pro Elite Grab and Clean microfiber towels for only $19.99. They help you clean and protect your vehicle to give it a shiny finish. Visit us at AutoZone.com to start the job fast. See terms at AutoZone.com/rewards. Restrictions apply.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
When people want a Nissan, they go to Peruzzi Nissan in Fairless Hills. With a huge selection, low prices, and massive everyday discounts, why go anywhere else? No matter what you're looking for, Sentra, Maxima, Rogue, Murano, Peruzzi Nissan has them all, and all for less. Not to mention, you'll always be taken care of by caring, friendly people who know everything there is to know about Nissans. So check it all out at PeruzziNissan.com. And come see why, since 1978, our business is you.
Incubus. 20 years of Make Yourself. And beyond. Saturday, October 5th, the Met Philadelphia. Incubus. On the road in celebration of the 20th anniversary of their double platinum album, Make Yourself. With special guest, Wild Bell. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com and TheMetPhilly.com. Part of the City Fitness Concert Series. For more info and tour dates, check out IncubusHQ.com. Don't miss Incubus. Live.
Your comments, your opinions in a city that lives and breathes sports. Your voice matters because you care. Get on the line now at 610-632-0975. Presented by Concordville Nissan. Because Concordville cares. Online at ConcordvilleCares.com.
Adam Schefter plays on one station in Philly. 97.5. The Fanatic. Talking about the game during the game. You're in the green zone.
Presented by PlaySugarHouse.com.
Now, Tyrone Johnson and Pat Egan on 97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, after the terrible Aguilar drop, and we'll get into just how much he stinks, the Eagles force a 3-and-out, and they'll be getting the ball back. The Fanatic Green Zone is presented by PlaySugarHouse.com. With unique features and generous rewards, PlaySugarHouse.com is Pennsylvania and New Jersey's premier casino custom designed for you. Get PlaySugarHouse.com. Must be 21 or over to play. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. I can't stand I can't stand Aguilar right now. And I know the defense just played well. And to your point that you made, the last time the Eagles had the ball, they would make some adjustments. The Eagles would have to go a long way here. They'd have to go 91 yards to score because the punt gets downed inside the 10. But you're right. The defense is going to make adjustments. But Aguilar is supposed to be the go-to receiver in this game with the top two receivers out. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, he's crumbling under the pressure.
You can't drop third down drops. Now, ticky-tack call on Hollins, we can't blame him. He got that call because he doesn't have a pedigree yet. And the referees kind of shrugged him, kind of called it, victimized him on
the
call.
Yeah, I mean, it's a you're going to look back on it and say like that, you know, that the Aguilar drop is the big one that killed your drive. The ticky-tack Mac Hollins call doesn't help. It kind of reminds me of the DeSean Jackson penalty in week one that he had that ended up killing your drive. Whatever it was like, God, what do they call it? He like pushed a guy.
The personal foul.
Personal foul. Thank you. But like when you come back and you're able to pick up a first down by throwing to Nelson Aguilar and he drops it, and this is a guy, then this is my big concern. This is a guy who's had drop problems in the past, but more importantly, has admitted that when he gets drop problems, it gets into his head. Now I'm like, great, so your number one wide receiver today is in his feelings.
And I'm also looking forward to you idiots and numbskulls out there who, I'm glad you're listening, but you're idiots and numbskulls who last week blamed Carson Wentz on the pass where Aguilar, the one that touchdown, that hit him in both hands, and they said, oh, it was high, as if sometimes a receiver doesn't have to go get a pass. They're always right in the breadbasket down in the red zone. He went up and had both hands on it, dropped it. And now they're going to blame Carson for that one? Every time Aguilar makes a mistake, I don't know if these people all went to USC. I don't know if they just love the Pac-12. I don't know what it is. Or they just Nick Foles fans. They blame Carson Wentz for Aguilar's failure.
Well, this is a tweet that I got yesterday, and it's weird because it was in reply to a tweet about my favorite quarterback, Marcus Mariota, and how he is the definition of mediocre. And the guy said, I can't believe how when other quarterbacks struggle, they stink to you homers talking heads. But when Carson came and Wentz goes bad, it's the O-line, receivers, coaches, play calling, the weather, etc. fault.
Goes bad.
I'm like, dude, what are you talking? Like, how do you blame Carson Wentz for last week? Like, did you watch the game? First of all, the tweet that you're replying to had to do with Marcus Mariota. If you're putting Marcus Mariota and Carson Wentz in the same conversation, and it's not, hey, they both play quarterback, but you're comparing the two, you don't know football. Like, I'm sorry. One is so much better than the other, but to blame Carson Wentz, you know, and Jason Avant put it perfectly on the pregame show. He goes, you know, we wanted to see Carson Wentz win a game, go out there with the game on the line. And he didn't do that, but he did show you that he stepped up, his game elevated. And I think we can all say that last week's game, at least most of us, was not on him.
Not at all. No,
now, the first half was, but that last drive, and he's hitting guys in the hands.
In the hands. That's all you could do. And now Dillard in, this is not good. Peter's out of the game. Dillard comes in the game.
And we've all seen how
Big
V.
And now Dillard is going out of the game.
I don't want to see Big V when he doesn't have time to prep either. It's never good.
You don't have a choice.
I know you don't.
My lot is on injured reserve.
On IR, yep. Which I don't want to see him either, but Big V never plays well. He plays okay if he has time to prepare, but he just strikes me as a guy who just like, doesn't think he's ever going in, so he's just like, I'm all right. I'm all right over on the sidelines. Hopefully it's nothing major, because that would be a killer for this O-line. He was supposed to be your safety blanket. Yeah. You know, Andre Dillard was supposed to be the guy. Like, we all knew that Jason Peters was not going to stay healthy.
Well, he played all 16 games last year. He played 85% of the snap. You knew that within games he was going to need a blow.
Yeah, I mean, he's 155 years old in football years. Lot of tread in the tires. So you draft Andre Dillard and it's like, okay, he'll be able to step in, get a little bit of a learning experience, but more importantly, as you said, give Jason Peters a blow. If they're both out, that's really bad. Because unlike the Eagles, I feel like the Lions are going to dial up blitzes and get after the quarterback if they smell blood in the water. But, you know, this Eagles team doesn't really do that. I'm still bitter about it. Defensive ends, by the way, haven't gotten really any pressure last drive.
They did. They got off the field very quickly on those three and out.
No, the team did well.
No, the defensive ends pressure. Forced him out of the pocket. No, they didn't.
No, he got out of the pocket on his own.
No,
he got happy
pressure.
Feet.
No, there was pressure.
Watch
on
that
there.
Tape. He got
they,
out of the pocket
on his
own.
They just had a three and out, and you're ripping the ends. They literally just forced a three.
I'm ripping the ends. You literally in were th-
they were, just forced a three and out. And you said on that last drive, Pat. You,
they did.
They forced a three and out.
No, they didn't do it on their own.
Yes, they did.
No, they just happened to be there.
So wait a minute. See that this is
they just happened to be there.
They didn't just happen to be there.
They were. Now, on the they were first, bystanders.
On the first drive, they didn't get enough pressure. On the second drive, three and out. The secondary, the linebackers, and the front four all played
well. No, I'm not impressed.
So now Peter's out, Diller out, Big V in, and this will also be Carson's fault.
Somehow, some way. Well, it's either Carson or I'll blame the DNs.
Did somebody run up on a leg? Yep. Ran up on his leg.
Yeah.
He comes down. He immediately held his knee. Peters is going to have to find a way to get back in the game.
It's not a good sign.
This is not. So now the Eagles down to their third tackle on the left side. Second and eight here. I'm not pleased.
For a quarterback who has injury concerns, it's not great to have your blind side down to your third stringer there. And they wisely, the first play is they run to the right side.
Run to the right side, your strength, because your right guard is the best in football, and your right tackle is probably the best in football as well.
Yeah, I mean, I think...
And your center could be the best in football.
If one of these two guys can't come back, you already have to do quick strikes in the passing game, and you're going to be running a lot to the right side.
Tough part about that, though, is quick strikes requires a lot of communication with the receivers. And you have at least one who can't catch, and another one that is. I agree with your premise.
Yeah, no, but you know, it's a good point.
That's my fear.
Yeah, I mean, and you've got rookies out there, which doesn't help.
Who still hasn't been targeted. You do have Ertz, but as sooner or later, Lions are going to say, okay, we're going to leave this JJ guy and this Aguilar guy wide open. Once again, JJ, I don't know what he's doing. 27's got him like a glove.
He's a bystander. He's like the defensive ends.
Where's Greg Ward? They activated him. I hope you're not playing this guy just because you drafted him in the second round and a fumble.
That's exactly
that
why.
Was, oh,
that's,
and Eagles,
that's exactly
Eagles
why they're playing him.
Get the ball back, Sanders with a fumble.
I can't believe, and that was his big problem at Penn State. I can't believe that ball squirted out.
Lucky. Like, otherwise, this game might have been 21-10. And it might be over because the Lions are not Washington.
Yeah, I thought the Lions had that ball, and
they did.
It was
that's just a simple slap out, not even a punch out. And somehow,
how?
It slips out from the Lions.
I think Miles Sanders punched it. Like, I think he.
Look at this. He's just playing with the ball. Sanders, you got to get Sanders out of
but
the
game. I think Miles Sanders punches it over. No, he didn't.
Second and
deflected.
Eight. It would have been a big gain, actually, had he not fumbled the ball.
And he's played well this game, too. But his big concern at Penn State was fumbling issues. And you don't play much if you can't protect the football.
And they gave it right back to him. Which I understand.
Yeah, he's a young player. You don't want to hurt his confidence. But
no, that was Howard. That's my bad. Now they took him out. Let's hurt his confidence.
Yeah, I mean,
on this end of the 50, it's hard. It's hard on this end of the 50. Now you have a third and five. You're running hurry up. And now you can't use, you have Howard split out. And do you cover Howard split out? The knock on him is he can't catch.
Apparently,
he looks like offsides on the defense, free play.
Are they going to say the
he might have made contact? It would be
I think it was encroachment.
And that would be a first down for the Eagles.
You know, Deuce.
Nah, it looks like they might be calling it on the center.
Encroachment.
On the defense.
All right. I'll take that.
First down, Eagles.
Apparently, Arcega was wide open and would have kept running to the station. Had that play been allowed to continue.
Well.
So there they go. They finally get him involved.
Well, they knew not to cover him. Oh, we don't cover him.
That's what I told
you. Oh, yeah. No one moved. And he made contact. That's the right call. I know Eagles fans in the stadium probably, because they got a lot of noise, they probably think, let the play out. It wasn't an offsides. It was encroachment. Once he makes contact, your quarterbacks are sitting duck. They have to blow up dead. Because we've seen quarterbacks almost get destroyed on some of those plays where guys come clean like that.
All right, so Carson's audibling out of this play. So
let's see what happens. Let's see if the rookies know it. Oh, he checks to a run, and it's a smart play. Five yards, six yards. Yep.
Back to Miles Sanders. So
quarterback's played well so far.
He has. He's played very well, considering what he has to work with. Yeah, he's played very well.
Quarterback's played well. He's moved the ball. You can't, like, we love to complain about him on this station especially. Actually, in this city. There's actually one station in the city I don't know, but if you guys heard, they do it intentionally. They just hate the guy. So that's the new thing.
Yeah, I mean, he does charitable work. There's another fumble.
Another fumble.
There's another fumble. And Sanders is saying he was down.
He may have been.
But even if he was down, twice on one drive, you're not going to be playing much.
Nope.
So they're saying it's Detroit football. They'll obviously take a look at this. I mean, we'll get a replay now.
Let's see.
But
was he down?
Dude, hold on to the football, man. No, that ball.
Nah, he's down.
He's down. Yeah,
he's down.
Yeah, and the ground can't force a turnover.
Yeah, ground can't call a fumble.
I thought it was coming out early, but then
you
see the slow.
Oh no, it's out.
Oh, it's out.
It's a fumble.
Great job.
It's a fumble. Miles Sanders fumbles twice on the drive. Carson went 7-12 for 107 yards, including the Aguilar drop. Sanders,
good job by Jordan Howard to immediately come over and kind of console him because he's a young player, and Jordan Howard's obviously a veteran. With all the positive aside, like, that's inexcusable. That's a drive killer.
So now two drive killers. You had the Aguilar drop on third down,
yep.
And now you have two fumbles.
You got a break. You got a break because the one squirted out, and I'm even more pissed now at Miles Sanders because now I got to look at Dean Blandino's stupid face. So, you know, I feel like this isn't rocket science. Hold on to the damn football. It should not be getting punched out.
Now, triple reverse here, double reverse for big yards for the Lions.
Yep. I thought they were going to be able to actually hold him on this.
And first and goal for the Lions.
Initially, it looked like the linebackers adjusted well to it, and they picked up a ton of yards. So
over 40 yards. This game is about to get out of hand.
It's more self-inflicted wounds.
No, it is. The Aguilar drop, two fumbles, the kickoff return. This is, right now, they're playing like a bad football team.
They are.
Because they're making mistakes at all on all phases. When you make mistakes on all phases, you're a bad football team.
That's a good play call by whoever their offensive coordinator is.
Yeah, that reverse, because the Eagles getting pressure, got pressure again. That was the ends there.
That was the ends.
That was the ends there.
There's Brandon Graham yelling about chicken sandwiches or...
Now, on that reverse like that, that double reverse, a lot of that has to do with the linebackers and the secondary staying home because the linemen are getting upfield. So when they start doing that misdirection, it's just... Oh, I'm upset right now.
They have to try
to hold it. It's now on the defense to hold them to three.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, make it uncomfortable for Matt Stafford.
Third and goal, just like that.
I thought Gargano put it perfectly on Friday. He said, I would basically make his life a living hell. I would torture him. And if he's got time to throw, he can hurt you. You know, he's got this big new shiny toy in Hockenson, the tight end. He's got Galladay. Which is the reason why Golden Tate was traded last year. He's got weapons to work with. Not necessarily Calvin Johnson, but he's got weapons. But if you make him uncomfortable, he will throw incompletions, throw interceptions.
Third and goal here. If you hold him to a field goal after that, it's a win.
Yeah, unfortunately. That's
that looks like false start.
He jumped.
And incomplete. Eagles will hold him to a field goal. No flags. All right, we're behind. So we want to get this in. 610-632-0975.
Good coverage by Russell Douglas, by the way.
Absolutely, and not Darby. Tyrone Johnson, Patty Ginn here on the Green Zone. We'll be right back.
You're locked in the Green Zone.
Presented by PlaySugarHouse.com.
With Tyrone and Pat on 97.5 The Fanatic.
And the crowd is really going wild over that magnificent performance. Gateway Kia is crushing the competition.
You called it. It's a new season of savings, and they're rolling out incredible incentives in the all-new 2020 Kias.
Gateway Kia's 2020 Model Year Kickoff. Drive home a new 2020 Kia Forte for just $189 a month. Get into a new 2020 Kia Sportage, $199 a month. Each on a 36-month lease with zero due at signing. Plus, find low payments on 2020 Kia Sedona, Optima, Rio, Soul, and Telluride. Or get up to $6,000 over book for your trade. Or we'll match your down payment up to $6,000. Rush in for the 2020 Model Year Kickoff. Route 611 in Warrington and Route 309 in Quakertown. Shop our inventory online at shopgatewaykia.com.
Gateway Kia, the discount Kia giants.
Prices based on dealer posted price, 10,000 miles a year, zero security deposit, tax, title, tax, DMV fees are additional. Trades based on gas values. Offers cannot be combined. Leases are with tier 1 credit approval only. Zero to its signing. Must take delivery on 9/30/2019.
business still settling for slow internet? Well, time is money. Switch to Comcast Business now and get a great deal on fast, reliable internet. With a 30-day money-back guarantee, installation when it works for you, and 24/7 customer support, it's time to take your business beyond. Right now, get 75 megabit internet, 4G LTE backup, and one voice mobility line, all for just $99.85 per month for 2 years. Plus, we offer solutions like powerful Wi-Fi that thinks about what customers want, and automatic internet backup that can keep your business running. So what are you waiting for? Get the internet your business really needs. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Offer ends 9/22/19. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Backup limited up to 8 hours.
Hey guys, Natalie here from my friends at TurnersvilleJeep.com. They're making amazing deals for tons of Fanatic listeners, and they keep getting better and better. Right now, during Jeep Adventure Days, lease the new Jeep Grand Cherokee, Cherokee, Wrangler, Renegade, or Compass from an incredible $199 a month to qualified lessees. That's right, any new Jeep from just $199 a month. Your choice for better selection, better prices, and an all-around better buying experience on Dodges, Chryslers, Jeeps, and Ram trucks. Drive a little, save a lot. Go see my friends at TurnersvilleJeep.com on Route 42 in Turnersville, New Jersey. And be sure to tell them Natalie sent you.
2019 Cherokee 4-cylinder auto, MSRP 31,285. Payment of $199 a month for 42 months with $4,099 due at inception. Total payment $12,457. 10,000 miles per year. Residual value $14,391. $695 acquisition fee. Tier 1 credit through Ally Financial includes all rebates and incentives. Prices include all costs paid by consumer except licensing costs, registration fees, and taxes. Not all applicants may qualify. Cannot be combined with any other offer. Ends 9/30/19.
Hi, it's Brian Boucher, and let me tell you about my friend Mario and his team at Great Railing. When your deck or railing project is in crunch time, there's only one place to go. In one trip to Great Railing, you'll find everything for the whole project from start to finish in stock. They have a huge selection of highest quality products at a fraction of the cost. I know firsthand the money you will save on your project. For quality products and everyday great pricing, do what I did and call Mario at Great Railing. Call 856-875-0050 or log on to greatrailing.com.
Here's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. The Fanatic is giving a quick way to listen to Philly's best sports using your Amazon Echo. First, enable the skill one time by saying, Alexa, enable 975 The Fanatic. And then say, Alexa, open 975 The Fanatic. Now you get the voice of the Philly sports fan anywhere you have an Amazon Echo. And when you're done listening to 97.5 The Fanatic in the car, switch to your Amazon Echo. And switch to Geico if you need help with homeowners, renters, or motorcycle insurance. Visit geico.com today.
Are you ready for this weekend's college and pro football action with your beverage needs? With large selections of domestic, imported, and craft beer at the lowest prices around, you will score a touchdown every time. Visit the following locations in Northeast Philly. Cotman Beverage on Frankfurt Avenue. Beer Guys in the heart of Havertown Beverage in the Manoa Shopping Center. On the main line, Bottle and Can on Morris Road in Wayne. And Rosemont Beverage Center on Conestoga Road in Bryn Mawr.
It's time to get your Greek on. The St. George Orthodox Church Greek Festival in Media is September 26th to 29th at the St. George Greek Orthodox Church at 30 East Ford Road, Media, PA. Go to the Taste of Greece and Media.com for more information. Enjoy the Big Fat Greek, Gyro Festival, Greek wine and beer tastings, and homemade Greek cuisine like authentic hand-carved gyro and Greek pastries. Online ordering and takeout are available at tasteofgreeceandmedia.com. Rain or shine and family-friendly with kids' activities.
Live from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast, you're listening to the sports voice of the new Philadelphia. 97.5, The Fanatic. The Fanatic.
WPEN, Burlington, Philadelphia, a Beasley Media Group station.
Welcome to the Fanatic family. Talking about the game, during the game, you're in the green zone.
Presented by PlaySugarHouse.com.
Now, Tyrone Johnson and Pat Egan on 97.5, The Fanatic.
Yes, indeed. The Fanatic Green Zone is presented by PlaySugarHouse.com with unique features and generous rewards. PlaySugarHouse.com is Pennsylvania and New Jersey's premier casino, custom designed for you. Been going using that throughout the show. PlaySugarHouse.com must be 21 or over to play. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Okay. They made the field goal while we break. And then, perhaps the worst missed call I've ever seen in my life. Miles Sanders, who we agree shouldn't play on offense, but he is the kick returner because Clement's out. So he is the kick returner. He gets his helmet spun all the way around by the face mask. Almost gets decapitated, and the referees miss it. Now, we don't like him right now. I understand. But you can't miss that call, can you, Pat?
No. I tweet this out. Helmets don't just fly off.
No.
Like it's either a personal foul or a face mask. Like, come on. You know, I understand that we're not down there. You know, maybe our view isn't blocked by a player. With all that said, refs are paid a lot of money to get that stuff right. If you see a helmet fly off, you can probably, you know, even if you didn't necessarily see the face mask, you can probably assume, I think it's safe to assume, yeah, there was a flag on the play, there's a penalty, and they just let it go. It was bad, too. It was a really, really bad face mask. I mean, Miles Sanders is lucky that he doesn't have a neck issue. He'll probably just have to see a chiropractor tomorrow because it was nasty.
It was very nasty. 2-minute warning here, 17-10 game. All things considered, not too bad. Aguilar with another drop or a fumble. I think they're ruling it a fumble.
That's a drop.
They're rolling in a fumble. And now Carson Wentz does a better job than the kicker making a tackle.
That's a drop.
Nelson Aguilar again.
That's a drop.
Nelson Aguilar again. And this was my fear.
I don't think he ever established.
On Mike's show on Friday, he was saying that if the Eagles lose, it will be Carson Wentz's fault. And my answer to that was, I need to see how the game plays out before I decide that ahead of time. So far, a kickoff return.
Yeah, that's a fumble.
So far, third down drop by Aguilar. Fumble by Aguilar. Fumble by Miles Sanders. I can't blame the quarterback for this.
How do you drop that?
How do you drop that?
I mean,
Aguilar?
If you've ever put on wide receiver gloves, they're literally sticky. Now they're reviewing it because it's under 2 minutes, but like initially, I thought, all right, that's just a drop. He did kind of turn. It took like half a step, then dropped it. I mean, I feel like this could kind of go either way. With all that said, like, Carson is trying to right the ship for these guys. The Miles Sanderses, the Nelson Aguilars. It's not good when your most consistent wide receiver is Mac Hollins. And for anybody out there, and I don't care what time slot you're in, how much money you make, how many Twitter followers you have, if you're going to put this loss on Carson Wentz,
if it continues,
never watch football again.
Right. If this continues as it is.
Yes.
9 for 14, 142. It would be 10 for 14. No, it would be it'd be 10 for 14, but Aguilar had a big third down drop.
Like, Carson Wentz, every single time he's had the ball in this game, has run this offense very well, has moved them down the field, has looked effective, has made good reads, and it seems like a lot of those incompletions, other than the two that I can think of, they're pretty much right on the money. It's just a matter of wide receivers dropping the ball.
Right. Now, we'll see what the refs do. People are upset. Lamar in Philly, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic in the Green Zone.
Yeah, what's up, Tyrone? How you and Pat doing today?
Man, we're struggling.
Yeah. Listen, I called Friday. We talked, and I said that the Lions would basically put up numbers, but I can't really.
They're not really putting up numbers.
But they're getting gifts. But my thing, Tyrone, is you wouldn't have to lean on Nelson so much. We know the guy is horrible. Why do they jerk Howard around like that? Why do Miles Sanders? It's not even. They ask the coach every week. And he says something dumber and dumber every week. They did the same thing with Ajayi and the other running backs. I don't understand what their logic is. Instead of going to Howard, who gets you a really good drive, now let's just keep throwing to Aguilar. Hope we get him out of a slump. And we'll keep running with a running back that's a rookie. 2 or 3 professional games, he'll keep fumbling. And Howard get one drive in a whole first half.
No, you're right. Now, Sanders, you can't give up on him. But in this game, I can't see him again.
Well, every single time Jordan Howard has gotten the ball in his first 3 games, he has been very productive.
5 carries, 23 yards, 4.6 yards a carry. That includes the very short run for the touchdown.
Fumble
by Aguilar. The call stands. Fumble by Aguilar. That is now the second lost fumble, third fumble total for the Eagles in the first half to go with a kickoff return.
Alshon's got
to
come back next week.
Hey, Tyrone, when you said in the beginning of the season it'll be 13 wins, as much of an Eagles fan as I am.
Yeah. All right. Tim in Carolina, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Right in the middle of the game, you're talking about my prediction before the season.
How you guys doing today?
Terrible.
Yeah, awful.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you. And in fact, the tone of my voice, I'm trying to use the opposite end of the spectrum of how I actually feel. So as mellow as my voice is right now, I'm actually screaming in my head on the other side mentally of what's going on. I've been watching this guy, Sanders, and this sounds terrible. He doesn't have it, man. Well, everyone that's saying he has it.
Listen, don't talk about today. I'm not ready to make referendums on guys' careers and after one half of football.
How's he today?
It's the Greens, talk about the game.
The game, that's fine. What I'm seeing right now is they're shooting, two players are shooting themselves in the foot. Same thing everybody else is just saying. Nelson and Sanders right now, they are completely in, just destroying what is going on right now. We're getting momentum. It seems like every time we get momentum, we're taking two steps back. We're taking one step forward and two steps back. And this is one of the roughest games I have watched in a while. So I don't know. For me, I love you guys. So I needed to vent, and you guys were there for me. So I appreciate that. I'm out.
That's what we're here for. That's what we're here for.
And please understand, people. I understand the anger. The only thing I don't do during a game is make referendums about people's careers based on one half. So when I say Aguilar's killing him, first of all, Aguilar has a little bit more than Sanders has been a pro for exactly less than two and a half games. So I'm not prepared to say he'll never be good. What I am prepared to say is I don't want to see him in the game again this game. Do you think that's fair, Pat?
Yeah, that's absolutely fair. The middle of the field is wide open, so that kind of worries me. That's completely fair.
I'm not saying he'll never. There have been players who have fumbled in a game and go on to be Hall of Fame players. All I'm saying is, this game, I don't want to see him again.
We're very, in this city, while I love Philadelphia, we're very reactionary with a lot of things. And you've seen players come up in every single one of the sports here, and they might struggle in their first season, and you make a referendum like you're talking about, and then in three seasons, you're cracking up. I mean,
Bryce Harper's had a nice season with the Eagles, but not MVP level. If he wins the MVP next year, I think in one of these 13 years of his deal, I think he's going to win an MVP. This isn't the year.
Well, there was some jackass in this city who said that Joel Embiid would never play.
So,
like, he was a bust and he would actually, there's a lot of jackasses who said that, but there's one in particular that I'm thinking about. But this guy said Joel Embiid would never play. He was a wasted pick. You bought a lemon. How's that turning out for you, bud? You know, like, you make these proclamations and then in 3 years, you hope to God that nobody remembers it. It's like, you know, DeSean Jackson, you know, being affiliated with some people. Well, you're an idiot.
Yeah.
You're a moron.
Right. And this is just, this half has been a frustrating half. Being down 10 is not awesome. And what bothers me is all week long, after the Atlanta game, on the Mike Missanelli show and others, Carson Wentz was destroyed. He has now been, he's now completed in the first half 66.6% of his passes.
The world is going on.
Timeout. Oh, flag's down. Timeout or flag.
It's got to be delay of game.
They've had
special teams issues. I know that's shocking considering they returned one, but.
The Eagles also will not get the ball first in the second half.
They took a timeout.
They took the ball down, but right there. He's fumbled twice. Fumbles. The first one doesn't count. So, like, he got his mother.
Yeah.
Then the second one, that spots him 3 points. And then Aguilar then fumbles. And the return kickoff.
And both of them were on the Detroit Lions side of the ball.
Yep. He's taking points away.
You're trending towards the minimum of field goal. And as you said, you're taking points away. And, you know, look, the return touchdown, it's a fluke. You obviously can't take those points away. But if you were to look at the bright side of things, you know, they're down right now by 7. If you take that away, it's a tie game. They're about to hit a field goal here, so you'd be down by 3. Obviously, once again, you're not. You can't take those points away. But my point is, it's very doom and gloom right now for Eagles fans. I don't think, though, it's as bad as it might appear.
No.
Because you're only down 10. And the problem is the Lions get the ball to start the second half.
And your quarterback has completed 66.7% of his passes so far. The other quarterback's 10 for 14 for only 83 yards.
Yeah, he hasn't had to work.
He hasn't had to do a thing.
He hasn't had to work because his defense is doing all the work for him.
It's not like the defense is really earning it either.
No. They're just giving them.
Right, that's the thing. The Eagles' offense has thrashed the Lions off the defense, but they've turned it over twice, plus the kickoff return. This is a sickening half of football.
No, they have to clean it up.
They got to clean it up.
I mean, get some Tide Pods, clean it up. It's absurd. I don't know how Carson Wentz doesn't start screaming at somebody.
Now, he went over right after to Aguilar. He went over to Sanders after the fumble. I'm getting this on social media for the people in the stadium.
With those two guys, you kind of have to.
Because you need them. Sanders is about to touch the ball right
Sanders
now.
Sanders is a rookie. You don't want to crush him. But especially with Aguilar and the history that he's had, you have to go over and be like, hey, man, don't worry about it. Think about the next one.
But yeah, because the tough part about that is don't try to do too much. What I was afraid what Sanders was going to do there is try to do too much, keep
dance
the legs
around.
Right, or keep the legs driving rather than fall down, and then someone comes and punches it out. Zach Ertz is now has the second most. Look at the coverage. Has the second most catches in Eagles history now.
Is that Darius Slay on him?
Yeah, their best corner. And he beat their best corner there.
I mean,
they're putting their best corner
on a tight end.
On a tight end.
I mean, that shows it makes you how sense,
little,
though.
But it tells you how little respect they have for the Eagles receiver.
Yeah.
But Ertz has had a day.
Yeah, and he's looked good.
Ertz has 3 catches, 58 yards on 3 targets.
Yeah,
three for three on his targets.
Dallas Goedert healthy, but we haven't seen him at all.
They say he's playing, but he's not healthy. They said it was a noticeable limp in the pregame. We'll be going to break soon. We'll talk to all you guys during halftime. Let's see if the Eagles can get a field goal here before the half. All right,
and that's
off the hands.
We sang his praises, but he
now listen, wasn't perfect, but it was off his hands. He's got to catch
his hands.
Got to catch that ball.
And all of a sudden, these receivers.
Oh, Peters has an illness. Knee injury. Now, the illness might be heat-related. When it's hot outside and you're an older guy and you're a 300-pounder, you never know how you're going to react. Questionable for Derek Barnett
illness.
With an ankle.
I don't want to hear that, man. Pump him up with an IV. Let's go.
Well, they'll probably do that at halftime. He has to be back.
He should be doing it now.
You're right.
Pump him up with 2 IVs. He's a big guy.
Now you got Big V at tackle, and all we're going to do is have people just destroy him.
Flush him full of fluids, man. That's ridiculous. Why is he on the sideline right now?
I don't know.
Wentz extending a play. I like the fact that he kind of just ducked down and
go into halftime.
Now he's got 30 seconds. I don't know if they will, but
because if he throws it there, he's going to take a big shot.
Yeah, that's the maturation process of Carson Wentz learning to pick his battles, and there's no point of taking this long shot.
Take a big hit.
Now, the play clock and the actual clock are lined up perfectly, so they're probably just going to go
in. No, slightly ahead.
Yeah, I mean, they're just going to go into the half, though.
Yeah.
All right, so they're down 20-10 at the half, and the Lions get the ball back, which we're not used to.
Nope, 610-632-0975. Dan, we'll get you on the other side. We want to hear from you. We'll talk to Tuck during halftime. 610-632-0975. Tyrone Johnson, Pat Egan. Tyler producer here on the Green Zone.
Real-time info on the Birds game, plus news on all betting lines and prop bets from around the league. This is the Green Zone.
Presented by PlaySugarHouse.com.
On 97.5, The Fanatic. The Fanatic Pro Show with Brian Westbrook, Monday nights at 6. In the huddle, in the locker room, Brian Westbrook was there. Brian Westbrook is the ultimate insider and can offer a perspective on the Birds games like no one else. The Fanatic Pro Show with Brian Westbrook, presented by 19 Crimes Wine and The Tile Shop, Monday night at 6.
This week live from PJ Wellahan's in Cherry Hill.
On 97.5, The Fanatic.
And the crowd is really going wild over that magnificent performance. Gateway Kia is crushing the competition.
You called it. It's a new season of savings, and they're rolling out incredible incentives in the all-new 2020 Kias.
It's Gateway Kia's 2020 model year kickoff. Drive home a new 2020 Kia Forte for just $189 a month. Get into a new 2020 Kia Sportage, $199 a month. On a 36-month lease with zero due at signing. Plus, find low payments on 2020 Kia Sedona, Optima, Rio, Soul, and Telluride. Or get up to $6,000 over book for your trade. Or we'll match your down payment up to $6,000. Rush in for the 2020 model year kickoff. Route 611 in Warrington and Route 309 in Quakertown. Shop our inventory online at shopgatewaykia.com.
Gateway Kia, the discount Kia Giants.
Prices based on dealer posted price, 10,000 miles a year, zero security deposit, tax, title, tax, DMV fees are additional. Trades based on gals values. Offers cannot be combined. Leases are with tier 1 credit approval only. Zero due at signing. Must take delivery on 9/30/2019.
Oh, hi.
Amy. Welcome to the Xfinity store.
Hi there. I'd like to check out X1 and maybe find a new TV show.
What kind of shows do you like?
It has to be about a person, a place, or a thing.
Okay. What else?
I like it when shows have both picture and sound.
You know, the X1 voice remote lets you access everything from live TV to Netflix and Prime Video. Just ask it for a recommendation.
Okay, but I'm only going to watch it if it has a beginning, a middle, and an end. I've got standards. Find me new TV shows.
Access Netflix, Prime Video, and more with the Emmy Award-winning X1 voice remote. Now that's simple, easy, awesome. Switch to Xfinity Internet, TV, and voice for $79.99 a month for 2 years with a 2-year agreement. Plus, when you get Xfinity X1, you can enjoy access to your favorite streaming apps like Netflix, Prime Video, and more. Just use your voice to find what you want to watch. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Ends 10-13-19. Restrictions apply. New standard triple play customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including DTP and RSN fees, extra and subject to change. After term, regular rates apply. Netflix and Prime Video memberships required.
What better way to celebrate the football season than with Mrs. T's Pierogies? It's the perfect tailgate treat. Want to win a $500 Visa gift card and a year's supply of Mrs. T's Pierogies? Well, Mrs. T's Pierogies is hosting the Mrs. T's Pierogies Tailgating Showdown with Mark Farzetta, Anthony Gargano, Mike Missanelli, and a surprise special guest on Sunday, October 6, 2019, where three finalists will be selected from all entries to compete for the grand prize. Go to 975thefanatic.com to enter your recipe starting today. The contest entry period ends on September 30th. Three finalists will be selected from all the entries to compete for the best winning recipe for a chance to win the grand prize. See official contest rules for all details. Hey, if you don't have a recipe but want to attend the event, go to our contest page and you can enter to win an invitation to the event.
At Jeep Adventure Days, you'll be ready to take on any forecast head on. And while some hide from the weather, you'll play surrounded by luxury in the Jeep Grand Cherokee. While others run away from the elements, you'll run toward them in Jeep Cherokee or in Jeep Compass with over 70 standard and available safety and security features. And while others seek shelter, you'll get up close and personal with the weather thanks to the open-air freedom of Jeep Wrangler or Jeep Gladiator. Hurry into Jeep Adventure Days for great deals on the most legendary SUV lineup. Jeep. When it rains, we shine. Well-qualified returning Grand Cherokee lessees can lease the 2019 Grand Cherokee Laredo E4x4 for $219 a month for 36 months with $3,299 to its signing. Tax, title, license, extra. Call 1-888-925-JEEP for details. Requires dealer contribution, lease, and Chrysler Capital. Current lease must end by 9/30/20. Extra charge for miles over 30,000. Residency restrictions apply. Take delivery from dealer stock by 9/30/19. Jeep is a registered trademark.
A new Flyers hockey season dawns. Get ready for all or nothing, crush or crumble high-stakes hockey inside the Wells Fargo Center.
The shot, he scores!
Single game tickets are now on sale for all 2019-2020 Philadelphia Flyers home games. Visit PhiladelphiaFlyers.com to view all ticket options and use code FLYERS at checkout to gain exclusive access to the best seats in the house. Again, that's code FLYERS at checkout to unlock the best seating options. Shop now at PhiladelphiaFlyers.com.
Injured on the job? Insurance companies will turn their backs on you.
I deserve better.
Some employers just won't care.
I deserve better.
Call Martin Law. We wrote the book on workers' comp in Pennsylvania. Our team will help you get the benefits you deserve. Call 215-587-8400 to arrange a free consultation.
You deserve better.
215-587-8400. Martin Law, the law firm for injured workers for nearly 40 years.
Want to join the birds in December in sunny Miami? Visit Hooters of King of Prussia, Hooters of Concordville, or Hooters of Princeton for details and register to win.
Sports Talk, Royersford, and all of Montgomery County.
97.5, The Fanatic. Talking about the game during the game. You're in the green zone.
Presented by PlaySugarHouse.com.
Now, Tyrone Johnson and Pat Egan on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Yes, The Fanatic Green Zone is presented by PlaySugarHouse.com with unique features and generous rewards. PlaySugarHouse.com is Pennsylvania and New Jersey's premier casino, custom designed for you. PlaySugarHouse.com must be 21 or over to play. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. We'll talk to Tuck about some gambling things in just a little while, and Tyler will give the scores. All right, we're upset. Let's talk to Pete and Concha Hocken. We'll take your call, 610-632-0975, and then we'll dig deeper into this half. Pete and Concha Hocken, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic in the Green Zone.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Well, we're struggling, man.
Struggling isn't the word for it. This is 2 weeks in a row. Nelson Aguilar has a chance to show up and his hands show up and it's just no good. I'm not really too concerned about Miles Sanders fumbling. He's a rookie. We all knew he was going to have problems like that, but he's got to hold on to the football. But 2 weeks in a row, Nelson Aguilar dropping passes is unacceptable.
It
just can't happen.
It's disgusting what we're seeing.
True.
Disgusting what we're seeing. And I hear what you say about Miles Sanders long term. But right now in this game, you're going to need Howard and Sproles has to be involved a lot. And I don't think you can play him anymore. But Aguilar, you're in a tough spot. How do you run an offense without your top two receivers if you don't trust your number three receiver? Like, how do you do it?
You can't.
How do you do it?
You can't. You still have to throw him the football, which just makes it even more disgusting.
Like, I don't know what to do. So help us out, Pete. Okay, the Eagles are down 10. It's not optimal. Their defense has actually played much better after the opening drive. The defense held them twice to field goals when they easily could have given up a touchdown.
True.
What's the recipe to get them back in the game?
The recipe is you're going to have to you're going to have to probably go two tight ends and limit your wide receivers. Depend on your running game, and hopefully your defense can get a turnover. Because without defense getting a turnover, we're not going to win this game at all.
That's a good point there. All right, Pat, you heard him. Do you think the Eagles' defense can get a turnover in the second half?
I do. I think eventually they'll force Matt Stafford out of the pocket. He'll make a bad throw. Look, Matt Stafford is a slightly above average quarterback.
Yeah, he has a ton of yards, but he's not special in any way.
Yeah,
there's
a reason why Calvin Johnson retired. Okay, I mean it's
right.
He's a big part of it. So
if he had Aaron Rodgers, he'd still be playing. He admitted
exactly.
This week, like, oh, if we had a good team,
yeah. I can't look at this thing like, oh, all right, well, we're facing Tom Brady. You're not. You're facing Matt Stafford. You
right.
should be able, even without bringing all the pressure, you should be able at the very least to force some kind of turnover by accident. Right. So I do think that eventually they will. I threw this out. Like, they're lucky to be up 10. Like, and all things considered, or down 10. They're lucky of where they are. It could be a lot worse. The defense did a good job of holding the Lions to two field goals there, especially after a large, large gain after the Miles Sanders the second fumble
reverse,
recovery.
Yeah.
So all things considered, being
the defense
down 10
hasn't been bad.
No, it hasn't. I mean, I was ripping them, but
the first drive they were, but after that, they have played better. The offense, outside of the turnovers, hasn't played bad. But it's hard to say outside of kick return, outside this, outside that.
Yeah, when you factor everything in that's gone on today, including injuries and drops and fumbles, I still like the Eagles in this game.
All right, well, if you do like them, if what you're saying is true, you can go on, play Sugar House right now. The Eagles are plus 200 right now. The Lions are minus 265. We'll talk about that a little bit more with Tuck in just a second. Now, before the game, he liked the Patriots minus the 21. They're up 20-0. He liked Dallas. That one doesn't look so good. But he did also like the Colts -1.5, and that one looks beautiful. 75% in the gambling world is pretty darn good, if you ask me, and he's on the line right now. Tuck, I was looking at some of your pregame picks and comparing them to scores so far. You're having a good day so far.
So far, it's as we've seen in the NFL, man, it can be very slow, right? You know, you don't want to count your winnings until they're home. So
I get you,
but I'm liking the Colts right now for sure.
That's the big one. You had them before the game -1.5. They're up big at the half, and I know it's not over. I'm just saying it looks like you're lining up to have a good day. Before we talk about that, though, this Eagles game, this is the thing that's tough. If you're a gambler, you're out there, you're looking at the things on paper, and you're looking at this and that. It's hard to account for a wide receiver fumbling, kind of when he's not touched, and a running back fumbling twice on one drive. Those things have to hurt if you're a gambler.
Yeah, they're frustrating, you know, and that's where variance and there is some luck in there, of course. You know, at the end of the day, you try not to be results oriented, and I know that's difficult coming from the poker world. Not be led by it's the mantra that we have to live.
Oh, his phone's breaking up a little bit. See if you can put him on hold for us, Tyler. Let me put him on hold. I'm sorry. See if he can clear up that line with Tuck right there, and then we'll That's the tough thing. We were talking about it. If you bet this Eagles game like I did, and I just bet them to win the game, I didn't trust the money, the point spread. I thought it would be a close game. I didn't trust Aguilar. I don't trust Aguilar. I don't trust any of these guys. So I just thought win the game. But I did not expect. I thought Aguilar would have some drops, and he did have a third down drop. But that fumble, that one, I can't forgive him. Do I have to forgive him for that?
No. No, you don't have to forgive him. I'm pissed off at him, too. I mean, you finally catch the ball, finally, and you fumble it?
that's how you
reward us?
Like, it's
like,
just...
Like, dude.
Oh,
and you're literally just... I brought this up earlier. If you've ever felt wide receiver gloves, they're literally sticky.
I know.
I don't understand how you're dropping the ball this much.
It's unbelievable. We got Tuck back on the line. Yes, you were talking about how you can't be results-oriented.
Yeah, you know, we've got to, sorry about that, by the way.
Oh, good.
We've got to try to just focus on the decision-making process and hope we make the right decisions. That said, man, this is frustrating. You know, last week, obviously, we get the receiver injuries and the drop. Even with that, Nelson Aguilar catches the ball, we've got a win in the bag, you know?
Yep.
This week, obviously, Miles Sanders with fumbles. We got a kickoff return for a touchdown. We got Nelson Aguilar fumbling again. You know, thankfully, the Eagles defense is keeping us in the game. I didn't bet on this game this week. The Eagles, to me right now, are a little bit unpredictable. And with the injuries they have on offense, I just...
Ah, jeez, his phone.
Oh, the phone's happening once again. That's all right. You know what? The second half's about to start. Lions have the ball first. This is what we're going to do. 610-632-0975. We're going to get the scores from Tyler. We're going to start the second half. We'll talk to Tuck again before the start of the fourth quarter, and we'll get some of his picks offline, and we'll relay them to you. Tyrone Johnson, Patty, and we'll be back here on the Green Zone.
You're locked in the Green Zone.
Presented by PlaySugarHouse.com.
With Tyrone and Pat on 97.5 The Fanatic. Today, business happens here, and virtually anywhere. Because today, innovative companies are reinventing the way business happens. And they need people who can keep up. With the expertise and technology to get packages to over 150 million delivery points. So, who can help you deliver the future of commerce? The United States Postal Service. See why we deliver more e-commerce packages to homes than anyone at usps.com/future.
School's back in session, and at AutoZone, we've got the free services you need to get your ride ready. Like our AutoZone Rewards program. Members get a $20 reward every time they spend $20 or more 5 times. If you're looking to reward your ride, get a 50-pack of Pro Elite Grab and Clean microfiber towels for only $19.99. They help you clean and protect your vehicle to give it a shiny finish. Visit us at AutoZone.com to start the job fast. See terms at AutoZone.com/rewards. Restrictions apply.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Are you looking for a school that trains you for a career in broadcast media? What if I told you there's one here in the Philadelphia area? No, it's not a college. It doesn't have lecture halls and books, nor does it teach you subjects you don't need. Just studios, and you're in them from day one with pros in the industry. You learn by doing. What if I told you this school will train you not only in broadcast media, but audio and video production, radio, television, and sports broadcasting? What if I told you that after graduation from this school, you wouldn't have the heavy student loan debt like some of your college friends? This school is family-owned with a 55-year history of success, and they teach you skills. Skills that get you jobs. Thousands have been placed. Traditional universities aren't for everyone. Maybe you've already been down that road and hit a dead end. It's never too late. Connecticut School of Broadcasting. You've heard our name before, but do you really know what we do? Come check us out at our Cherry Hill, New Jersey campus and see if we're the right fit for you. Check us out at GoCSB.com. That's GoCSB.com.
Hey, this is Jason Martinez for the all-new Conkerville Subaru. Now, folks, have you seen this beautiful new showroom? It is spectacular. Large, comfortable, and packed with all the Subaru models you want. Now, they built this gorgeous showroom just for you. You'll think you're in a coffee bar when you see their beverage area or your own living room when you quietly sit in the visitor center next to a fireplace. Now, you're also going to get a free car wash after every service appointment. And going on now at Conkerville Subaru, pick your ride and pick your payment. For example, lease a 2020 Subaru Outback standard base model for as low as $265 per month. for 36 months, $24.65 due at lease signing for qualified buyers. Plus, every customer gets a lifetime powertrain warranty. Hurry in before September 30th. While you're out there, check out the new Subaru Ascent, their first full-size Subaru SUV. It is fantastic. Visit 202subaru.com. That's 202subaru.com for inventory and all the leasing deals. It ends on September 30th, 2019. Conkerville cares. Call 888-351-6493 for financing details.
Frustrated with your current insurance provider? Feeling overwhelmed and unsure if you're paying too much for your car, homeowners, or renter's insurance? Switch to GEICO today by going to GEICO.com. In a few easy steps, you could be on your way to saving 15% or more. There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to GEICO. GEICO could help you get great coverage at a great price, and it only takes 15 minutes to see if you could save 15% or more on car insurance. Visit GEICO.com today to see how much you could save.
Orangutans. They're beautiful, playful, and majestic, and disappearing. Every day, as many as 20 orangutans vanish. They starve to death when their homes are destroyed or are killed when they stray into villages in search of food. International Animal Rescue is fighting for the survival of the critically endangered orangutan. But we can't do it without you. Please visit internationalanimalrescue.org and help us save orangutans before it's too late. That's internationalanimalrescue.org.
Incubus, 20 years of Make Yourself and beyond. Saturday, October 5th, the Met Philadelphia. Incubus, on the road in celebration of the 20th anniversary of their double platinum album, Make Yourself. With special guest, Wild Bell. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com and TheMetPhilly.com. Part of the City Fitness Concert Series. For more info and tour dates, check out IncubusHQ.com. Don't miss Incubus. Live.
Hey, you're that famous actress. You must travel so much. What's the best site for hotel deals?
Hilton.com.
No. One with crazy savings.
Hilton.com. With their price match guarantee, if you find a better rate, they match it and take 25% off.
No, one with lots of options.
Hilton.com has 16 top hotel brands. Hampton, Hilton Garden Inn, Waldorf Astoria.
Hilton.com. You should totally do their commercials.
Expect better. Expect Hilton.
You're good.
I know. Thank you.
Applicable terms and conditions at Hilton.com.
Rat Ball is one of Philly's largest brewery restaurants in Northern Liberties with an indoor playground and games. It's the perfect place to watch the birds this season with free parking and Sunday game specials. For more info, visit CraftBallPhilly.com.
The Missinelli Station, 97.5. The Fanatic. Talking about the game during the game. You're in the green zone.
Presented by PlaySugarHouse.com.
Now Tyrone Johnson and Pat Egan on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Oh, boy. The Fanatic Green Zone is presented by PlaySugarHouse.com with unique features and generous rewards. PlaySugarHouse.com is Pennsylvania and New Jersey's premier casino custom design for you. PlaySugarHouse.com must be 21 or over to play. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. So we have a third and 15 pending a challenge for offensive pass, for defensive pass interference, which may or may not go. He face guarded.
I thought it was pass interference.
Let's see if he touched him. By the time the ball gets
he's got
there,
his hand on his hip.
I think
he doesn't have his head turned around. That's the problem. I mean, when I watched the replay, I thought it was pass interference.
Yeah, I will see what they say. It has to be, they're both engaged there. I don't know what they're going to call there. If not, there'll be the picket fence, third and 15 defense, and the Eagles will be forcing a three and out.
And this has been a hard, so far in the NFL, it's been a hard one to uphold or change.
Overturn, yeah.
With that said, we never should have gotten a spot because he should have picked that ball off.
It should have been a sack before he had a chance
to throw. Malcolm Jenkins does a good job, comes untouched, almost got Matt Stafford. But what we talked about with Matt Stafford all game is
he just threw it up for grabs.
He had time.
Yep.
Because Malcolm Jenkins fell down, he had time, and he just panicked, throws it up there, all right, here's. And you even said it. We're sitting here watching, and you go, all right, that's picked off.
I thought for sure.
Should have been. The linebacker's sitting there like having a conversation with Danny Amendola.
Right, real fast. People, if you want to get some money, PlaySugarHouse.com while we wait for this call, because, Pat, we're all fired up. Fired up. We're with you, 610-632-0975. Ryan, we'll get to you soon. Patrick Mahomes, plus 250 to win MVP. He says go in on that. Seattle, minus 4.5. You can go ahead and bet that at PlaySugarHouse.com. The Dallas money line in the second half, if that hasn't started yet, you can jump on that. New England, minus 6.5 in the second half. You can bet all of those live in the game at PlaySugarHouse. You do not only have to make your bets before the game. You can make them during the game, and that's available. Now, And one, real fast, Tyler, you have some scores in front of you because we're while we wait this call, which could be the game. If they get this 30-yard chunk here on this fluke play, this may be the difference between the Eagles winning and losing, because being down 10 and being down 17 are very different. Go ahead, Tyler.
Yeah, so most of the games have either they're still at halftime or they've started the second half already. New England, they've started the second half the way that we expected. It's 23-0.
So they come down against
the Jets.
Goal.
They
so
get
they're
a field
currently
goal.
Covering the 21.
Correct.
We're on in the Jets.
All right, go ahead.
Minnesota Vikings up 21-7 on the Oakland Raiders. They have the football with about 10 minutes left.
Vikings look good so far.
The Ravens just that game just about to start the second half. They're down 17. It's 23-6.
That team started the ball. The Chiefs are animalistic.
Yes, but the Ravens are the biggest faux good team in the NFL.
Well, let them lose.
They put up 40 something points against the worst team I've ever seen.
Yes,
and everybody bought in.
Hold on
to the hype.
Speaking of that, well, how's that worst team, Miami? What's their score?
10-6.
Dallas
at halftime.
Wow,
Dallas.
They're close with Dallas.
All right, yeah, apparently Dallas' defense doesn't look very good.
Let's see what the play is.
It'll stand. Right. And fourth down. It'll stand, boys.
Will it be fourth or third? I think it'll be third down.
I thought I said fourth.
No, he said fourth, but I think he got it wrong.
Well, he's an old man.
Now, the reason it wasn't is because the receiver also put his hands out. And if you notice, he put his hand out to touch the ball. He didn't come back to the ball. So that's a lesson for you receivers if you're playing Little League all the way up. You go back to the ball, you might get a call. If you just stand there, you don't get a call. That's just an easy lesson. Go ahead,
Tyler. That's why I didn't go pro. Continue, Tyler.
So, 15, Pickett Fence defense coming up.
First touchdown of the half between the Colts and the Falcons. Falcons cut the lead to 10. It's now 20-10.
Okay.
In favor of the Colts. Austin Hooper scores there. Green Bay all over Denver. It's 24-10 at Lambeau Field. And this one is a little bit behind. They're still at halftime. The Bills lead the Bengals 14-0. The Bills actually went for two because they got a penalty on the extra point, so they got it down to the one. Oh, so they went for two. So they have a touchdown, a 2-point conversion, and two field goals.
And on 3rd and 15, Stafford just throws it up. He gives a guy a chance to make a play. If that wasn't up for grabs because he threw it with some zip, and it was either his guy was going to catch or it was going to be out of bounds. And the Eagles now will get the ball back, down 10, three and out. No, they got one first down, and then boom, defense has played well. The question is now, Sproles will be returning this punt. Will they use Sproles in the offense? Will we see Miles Sanders on the field again? And they did activate another receiver. Do they have to play Aguilar, or can you go with Ward?
There's no way they sit Aguilar for Ward.
Okay.
No, you don't have to.
I can't stand Aguilar.
I mean, I'm not a big fan of him right now either.
No.
But, yeah, there's just no.
Okay, folks. If you're just tuning in, this is your chance. Pause for 10 seconds. I'll let you know. Then we're going to get to Ryan. You pause now. And I'll let you know when to unpause. Jason Peters back in the game.
Great sign.
So
I'll get that IV.
Got that IV.
About.
Maybe they gave him something he needed to unpause. Now he's in the game. Derek Barnett came back in the previous play. So now the two starters that were out of the game due to injury are both back into the game. And that is some good news. Ryan Newark, you can watch this with us. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic in the Green Zone.
Hey, how's it going, guys? I just wanted to ask a question. What do you guys think about Greg Ward? I think they brought him back from the practice squad and activated him.
And Matt Hollins is actually playing.
Matt Hollins is balling.
Having a good day. He just catches a pass.
Greg Ward is 2019 Paul Turner.
Yeah, this is his third time on the practice squad. He's a little bit better than that. I think you're being slightly disrespectful.
I think he's Paul Turner.
But that's Matt Hollins' third catch. So far in the game, and it should have been his fourth because one was called back by a ticky-tack call. Carson created a lot of time, and look at that. He sits down within the zone defense. That's good route running. If only we could see that from his counterpart. Yeah, three receptions for 42 yards for Mac Hollins. So the wide receivers other than Aguilar have not been a problem. Aguilar's been a big problem. And now they run their own reverse.
Yeah, but it was a fake.
And Aguilar is just doesn't have it. He's not special.
Yeah, he's Marcus Mariota of wide receivers, but like worse. I just like taking shots at Mariota.
Is it me or does Doug Peterson hate running
They're the big boys.
Jordan Howard. It does absolutely.
It seems like it.
It seems like it. That
which is weird because LeGarrette Blount, you know, got and J.J., they both got a lot of carries when they were here. I don't know what. And Jordan Howard gets the first carry of the second half.
Yep. Bro comes into the studio. Fanatic post game. Join Jamie Lynch and Andrew Salchunas after the Birds game today for the Fanatic Eagles post game show.
He's got his personalized Union jersey on.
He's as exasperated as we are.
The Union are like Nelson Aguilar. They don't use their hands.
Yes. Carson Wentz, 11 for 17 for 166 yards with all these receivers.
I think they're going to win, too.
Let's see what happens with this game. The key thing is if they hold on to the ball, Howard with another carry. Maybe it took perhaps one of the worst halves by a running back as far as fumbling ever just to force him to use him. Now he comes out, and Sproles comes in the game. I do not think we see Sanders again on the offense.
No, shouldn't.
I wish they wouldn't play Aguilar, but they don't have a choice. Think about this, though, if you're the quarterback. If you're Carson Wentz and you're sitting at halftime, like you're going to the bathroom real fast, like you talk to the troops, hey, guys, I got to go to the bathroom. You're going to the bathroom away from the guys. You know that your top two receivers are out. You know Goddard is activated but hurt. And you see how Nelson Aguilar dropped the third down pass and fumbled. What is going through Carson Wentz's mind?
Oh, my God. As he almost gets picked off. I think what he does is he grabs his phone and immediately texts Alshon Jeffrey, please, God, be backed on Thursday.
Yeah. Right there gets hurt on the play. I don't know who this pass was to. I think two receivers. Yeah. Well, I got to see what happened here.
Yeah, that's.
Oh, Zach Ertz, what are you doing, Ertz?
Yeah.
Ertz can't just look at Ertz. Ertz is going to block. The ball's getting thrown to him. What is that? Now, that may work out because Slay's their best corner, but.
Ertz is so soft.
Ertz. That was the Ertz, and Ertz decided to block rather than look for the ball. Once again, whenever Carson throws a pass, we always have to look at the replay. Third and seven here. And hands of Mac Hollins, but it may be interference. It went off the hands of Mac Hollins.
Please, God, get me a receiver.
Off the hands of Mac Hollins.
Get me a damn receiver.
No, stop.
He's out there. I'm shocked they didn't look to bring him back.
The bros picking Jordan Matthews. Jordan Matthews cannot play.
I'd take him over J.J. Arcega-Whiteside right now, the forgotten guy.
I would not.
Pass interference on Mac Hollins again. Now, I mean.
Well, if you're going to do that, at least catch the ball.
Yeah, I mean, that one's a little bit more legit than the first one.
But then it goes off his hands.
Oh, my God.
Then it goes off his hands.
Yeah, he lost it in the lights.
Oh.
I kid.
Well, he's playing special
teams. Going for it on fourth and seven.
No, he plays special teams. He's the gunner.
That's right. Yeah, he loves special teams.
And now the Eagles punt. And all right.
Great punt.
Great punt.
Down the 2.5.
The 2 yard line.
Johnson. Great punt.
610-632-0975. We'll be back here on the Green Zone.
You're locked in the Green Zone.
Presented by PlaySugarHouse.com.
With Tyrone and Pat on 97.5 The Fanatic.
As homeowners, we've been conditioned to think spring is the best time to restore our lawns. Turns out the secret to having a nice green lawn is fertilizing and seeding in the fall. That's why I trust my lawn to Natural Lawn of America. Natural Lawn's safer, organic-based lawn care products will reduce the amount of chemicals used on your lawn. And with Natural Lawn's aeration and seeding service, they're able to restore your lawn's health and beauty. For over 25 years, Natural Lawn has been recognized as the leader in organic-based lawn care. Now, whether you live in PA or New Jersey, Natural Lawn's customized treatments will give you the lush green lawn you've always wanted. Fall is the perfect time to establish and thicken your lawn, so call Natural Lawn today and take advantage of their limited-time offer of free seeding every year. That's right, they will seed your lawn every year free of charge. Restore your lawn's health and beauty by calling this number, 800-FREE-SEED. That's 800-FREE-SEED for Natural Lawn of America. Greener grass, fewer weeds, guaranteed.
And the crowd is really going wild over that magnificent performance. Gateway Kia is crushing the competition.
You called it. It's a new season of savings, and they're rolling out incredible incentives on the all-new 2020 Kias.
It's Gateway Kia's 2020 model year kickoff. Drive home a new 2020 Kia Forte for just $189 a month. To a new 2020 Kia Sportage, $199 a month. Each on a 36-month lease with zero due at signing. Plus, find low payments on 2020 Kia Sedona, Optima, Rio, Soul, and Telluride. Or get up to $6,000 silver book for your trade, or we'll match your down payment up to $6,000. Rush in for the 2020 model year kickoff. Route 611 in Warrington and Route 309 in Quakertown. Shop our inventory online at shopgatewaykia.com.
Gateway Kia, the discount Kia Giants.
Prices based on dealer posted price, 10,000 miles a year, zero security deposit, tax, title, tax, DMV fees are additional. Trades based on gas values. Offers cannot be combined. Leases are with tier 1 credit approval only. Zero to its site. Must take delivery on 9/30/2019.
Oh, hi, Amy. Welcome to the Xfinity store.
Hi there. I'd like to check out X1 and maybe find a new TV show.
What kind of shows do you like?
It has to be about a person, a place, or a thing.
Okay. What else?
I like it when shows have both picture and sound.
You know, the X1 voice remote lets you access everything from live TV to Netflix and Prime Video. Just ask it for a recommendation.
Okay, but I'm only going to watch it if it has a beginning, a middle, and an end. I've got standards. Find me new TV shows.
Access Netflix, Prime Video, and more with the Emmy Award-winning X1 voice remote. Now that's simple, easy, awesome. Switch to Xfinity Internet, TV, and voice for $79.99 a month for 2 years with a 2-year agreement. Plus, when you get Xfinity X1, you can enjoy access to your favorite streaming apps like Netflix, Prime Video, and more. Just use your voice to find what you want to watch. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Ends 10/13/19. Restrictions apply. New standard triple play customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including DTP and RSN fees, extra and subject to change. After term, regular rates apply. Netflix and Prime Video memberships required.
Before I moved my savings to Marcus by Goldman Sachs, my account just sat there doing nothing because I was too attached. Now my money's growing like my hair used to in the past. It's like I have a new hairdo that cannot be surpassed.
You can money with a Marcus by Goldman Sachs online savings account. Earn 4 times the national average at Marcus.com.
National average data provided by Informa and accuracy cannot be guaranteed. Goldman Sachs Bank USA, member FDIC.
Howdy, folks. It's me, Colonel Sanders. About to do a little ditty called Mac and Cheese Bowl $5 Phillips. Mac and Cheese Bowl $5 Phillips. Oh, dang it. Mac and Cheese Bowl $5 Phillips. Try it again. Mac and Cheese Bowl $5 Phillips. I want yummy, yummy noodles and ooey gooey cheese and crispy, juicy popcorn nuggets. If, oh, can't even make it to the part about the cookie and the Pepsi. Just try my new Mac and Cheese Bowl $5 Phillips at KFC. It's finger licking good. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Tax extra.
At Jeep Adventure Days, you'll be ready to take on any forecast head on. And while some hide from the weather, you'll play surrounded by luxury in the Jeep Grand Cherokee. While others run away from the elements, you'll run toward them in Jeep Cherokee or in Jeep Compass with over 70 standard and available safety and security features. And while others seek shelter, you'll get up close and personal with the weather thanks to the open-air freedom of Jeep Wrangler or Jeep Gladiator. Hurry into Jeep Adventure Days for great deals on the most legendary SUV lineup. Jeep. When it rains, we shine. Well-qualified returning Grand Cherokee lessees can lease the 2019 Grand Cherokee Laredo E4x4 for $219 a month for 36 months with $3,299 to its signing. Tax, title, license, extra. Call 1-888-925-JEEP for details. Requires dealer contribution. Lease to Chrysler Capital. Current lease must end by 9/30/20. Extra charge for miles over 30,000. Residency restrictions apply. Take delivery from dealer stock by 9/30/19. Jeep is a registered trademark.
Live from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast, you are listening to the Sports Voice of the New Philadelphia 97.5, The Fanatic. The Fanatic.
WPEN, Burlington, Philadelphia. A Beasley Media Group station.
Welcome to the Fanatic family. Talking about the game during the game. You're in the green zone.
Presented by PlaySugarHouse.com.
Now, Tyrone Johnson and Pat Egan on 97.5, The Fanatic.
All right, the Eagles.
Defense
getting the
good.
Ball back. The defense has played really well. Because remember, the 20's misleading. You've had 2 fumbles and a kickoff return.
Never a doubt.
And the problem is the offense hasn't looked terrible, but you've had some shaky play from Miles Sanders, Aguilar, and some of the receivers. Because one receiver keeps on getting offensive pass interference in Mac Hollins. And now, big middle pressure there. And finally, Stafford took a big shot. Let's see if that pays dividends. They punt out of their own backfield. The Fanatic Green Zone is presented by PlaySugarHouse.com.
He returned it. And did he fumble
with
it?
Unique features and generous rewards. PlaySugarHouse.com is Pennsylvania, New Jersey's premier casino custom designed for you. PlaySugarHouse.com. Must be 21 or over to play. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. The Eagles right now, if you want to bet them, they're plus 170, despite the fact that they're down 10. That has dropped. The Eagles have the ball on their side of the 50. 610-632-0975. The defense, Pat, has really settled down.
They have. They've looked good. I mean, early on, they were being gashed by the run. They've battened down all hatches and doors. And
as soon as Darby's been out of the game, and now the pass defense has been infinitely better.
I'll tell you what, the play that Malcolm Jenkins just made during the break was, I mean, that's I wasn't shocked at all that it was Malcolm Jenkins.
No.
But that's like a drive-saving play right there.
It was huge. Stopping play there.
Yeah, drive stopping play. Yeah,
you're absolutely right.
By the way, not to get off track a little bit, but we were talking earlier about how bad kickers have gotten.
Yes.
Brandon McManus missed an extra point.
Right there. And you know what it is?
It's not good for a guy with them 7.5, by the way.
Here's the not bad if you go to a pressure house and bet that.
I got him at 7.5.
Listen, if you need to make a bet to supplement that bet, you should feel good about yourself. Now, Tyler, you made yourself a little bit of a bet. Before the game, play Sugar House. What was the parlay that you played?
Yes, it was a three-team parlay, and right now the Eagles are the only thing keeping me from that three-team parlay. So I played the Bills minus six, I think it was 6 or 6.5 against the Bengals.
And they're up 14-0?
They're up 14-0 okay. Because the Bengals stink.
Yes.
And if it weren't for the Dolphins, the Bengals might be the worst team in football.
Yep.
They then took the Colts on the money line, who lead 20-10, and I took the Eagles on the money line. So it was a...
You look good.
Nice payout except for the Eagles, correct?
If the Eagles now get the ball on the right side of the 50. Let's see if they can just run it with Jordan Howard and Sproles and throw to Ertz. Matt Collins now has two penalties. The first one I could dismiss. The second one, it might be a problem. I don't remember the last time a receiver had two offensive pass interference calls in one game. We know about Aguilar right now. Nobody in this room trusts him. And
no.
J.J. Arcega-Whiteside has zero targets. Therefore...
Yeah, he's troubling.
So,
I mean, you wasted it. Waste is way too soon of a word.
Soon.
Way too soon. Let me say, you spent a second-round pick on this guy.
And it looks bad so far.
He was supposed to be the big red zone target.
Yep.
A guy who could create space on his own.
Yep.
He is invisible with a quarterback who is able to get the ball to the likes of Jordan Matthews... and Doyle Green Breckham and Bryce Treggs, and the list goes on, and you haven't seen this guy at all.
That's troubling. So I want to see Ertz, the running game, and that's kind of it right now. I don't trust these other guys. The good thing is you have your starting offensive line back intact as the Eagles take over on the right side of the 50. Let's see if they can get it to 20-17. First play, a handoff to Howard for a couple yards, and I'm okay with that.
And the bro came in, the first thing he said was they're going to win this game. I agree.
I do feel good about them winning the game.
I mean, like, in the first half, they did everything to have this be a blowout.
The first kickoff, they let them get a return for a touchdown.
They've done everything, and they're only down 10. I like this. I like their chances here.
Defense has played well, and then...
You can just say that. You can just turn on the mic and say that.
The offense also...
You have to whisper it.
The offense also...
We're all family here.
The bad part is, in the first half, the offense played decent outside of...
They did.
The fumbles.
They did. I mean, Carson was moving.
Look at that. Oh, another drop.
Yeah.
Howard, and that's the problem, though. Howard doesn't
catch the ball well.
Then don't put him in the slot. So...
You can just say that.
And he's saying don't put him in the slot. The problem is, this is where he can't have it both ways. If he's going to be the primary running back the rest of the game, they have to put him in the slot sometimes so it's not obvious when he's in the backfield that they won't throw to him.
That's such a killer.
You have, right.
I mean,
you have third and long.
That right there is
that would have been second
third
and
two.
Right, and now you're third and eight.
Third and one.
Much
maybe
tougher.
A first down, and now you're seeing, it looks like Darren Sproles in the game now.
In the game, right. And that
means
catch
the ball, obviously.
And catch.
Look at that.
And who made that?
Mac Hollins. Everybody's favorite.
Mac Hollins.
He's got to stop doing the backpack. What is that?
That's his thing.
It's Jason Avant used to wave.
He wore a fraudulent Westbrook jersey.
What do you mean it's a fraudulent Westbrook jersey?
You know why I'm mad at Westbrook.
I know why. I didn't know if you meant like it was like a knockoff Westbrook jersey.
No, it was a real, authentic jersey.
There's no way he went to some bootleg website in order to...
Who would wear that jersey? Now, Goddard's out there. Let's see if he actually gets a target because he's had zero targets this game.
He's been used as a decoy primarily.
Yeah, that's what I think. That calf is bothering him. I don't think they really trust him to change directions. And if that calf pops, that really hurts that offense.
You just shoot him full of Toradol.
He can't.
You know,
Was that him or Ertz?
That was Ertz. You just do what the coach in Varsity Blues does, man. You just, you know, put a needle in it, and boom, you're good to go.
The problem with that is, if he tears it, then he won't know till after the game, and then you lose him for the season. That high school coach thought, bleep that, bleep his college career. Yeah, bleep,
what was
bleep
that
his
coach's
family.
Name?
We just gonna shoot guys up and throw it on the high school.
Was it Kilroy?
Game.
Bud Kilroy?
Could have been. Yeah. All right. Now, and this is the problem now, though. And now I see why they didn't use Howard. I can see why they didn't use Howard.
That linebacker.
Now they know for a fact, because he can't catch. He's in the game, they're running. So these guys don't respect the possible pass at all. Look at him straight downhill.
Yeah, and this was kind of the problem with.
And also, the guard pushed him. That wasn't really his fault. But he has to step to the right side there. He goes right to it.
That was always the thing with Smallwood. Was when he was in the game, you knew what they were doing.
Yep. Now, the Eagles are in field goal range here, which is significant in a two-score game at the 20-yard line. All right.
Third and five.
Obviously, you don't want one there. And he passed
down. Don't
Let's
fumble.
Get on the ground.
Don't
get
fumble.
On the ground.
Don't fumble.
Aguilar,
get in the end zone.
Touchdown!
Get in the end zone. Never a doubt.
Touchdown.
Never
Eagles.
A doubt.
Nelson Aguilar.
I love you.
Of course.
Of course it's Aguilar.
Of course it is. Get in the end zone.
All right, Eagles 20-16, pending the extra point. Feels good, fellas. Feels better. Bro came in, said they were going to win, and just like that, the first time the Eagles touch the ball after he says that, they drive down to a touchdown. Is it possible that the key to this whole thing is the
was
bro?
Was Jamie Lynch?
Is
yes.
Jamie Lynch the
yes,
key?
That was
is
it.
The key?
The football gods wanted a little Lynch in their life.
Now, we've known how bad Aguilar was. That's a very good play by
well,
him.
And not only that, but toughness. I think the bigger thing is that's huge for his confidence.
Yes. Yes.
I mean, the fact that he was able to break the tackle and get in the end zone, because that's, you know, that's normally you're down to 15.
And extra point is good.
And he's able to bounce off, and immediately when he bounced off, I'm like, that ball's going to come out. It's going to get hit off the helmet and pop out. But the fact that he was able to dodge, to avert the tackle and get in the end zone, his confidence is going to be back.
Right, and that's all it takes for him. Now, this weekend's programming is brought to you by Farron Electric. Electrical issues in your home? Trust the experts at Farron Electric to keep your family safe. Call or visit Farron Electric for an estimate.
Well, yeah, it's like Nelson Aguilar had no electricity
None.
In the first half, but he called Farron Electric,
right.
And then all of a sudden the electricity is back on, and we're in the end zone for points.
Yes, that's FarronElectric.com for an estimate. All right, 610-632-0975. We're going to break now. We're going to be with you for 20 minutes straight, plus on the other side. Tyrone Johnson, Pat Egan, Tyler producing here on the Green Zone.
You're locked in the Green Zone.
Presented by PlaySugarHouse.com.
With Tyrone and Pat on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Oh, hi, Amy. Welcome to the Xfinity Store.
Hi there. I'd like to check out X1 and maybe find a new TV show.
What kind of shows do you like?
It has to be about a person, a place, or a thing.
Okay. What else?
I like it when shows have both picture and sound.
You know, the X1 voice remote lets you access everything from live TV to Netflix and Prime Video. Just ask it for a recommendation.
Okay, but I'm only going to watch it if it has a beginning, a middle, and an end. I've got standards. Find me new TV shows.
Access Netflix, Prime Video, and more with the Emmy Award-winning X1 voice remote. Now that's simple, easy, awesome. Switch to Xfinity Internet, TV, and voice for $79.99 a month for 2 years with a 2-year agreement. Plus, when you get Xfinity X1, you can enjoy access to your favorite streaming apps like Netflix, Prime Video, and more. Just use your voice to find what you want to watch. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Ends 10-13-19. Restrictions apply. New standard triple play customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including DTP and RSN fees, extra and subject to change. After term, regular rates apply. Netflix and Prime Video memberships required.
Hey, this is Jason Martinez for Concordville Nissan. Now, what makes you happy? Well, I can tell you that buying all of our cars from Concordville Nissan has made me and my family happy and made me happy for years. So nice to do business with a dealership that is truly in the business of making every customer smile as they drive off with their new vehicle. And that's not just a saying. It's a real culture that every employee has adopted. September is your month to get 0% financing on all 2019 Nissans. Plus, you're going to score a great deal with dealer rebates. Save big on the Nissan models everyone is talking about, like the Rogue, Murano, Altima, Sentra, and Pathfinder. All 0% financing for 36 months. And if you're looking for a truck with America's best warranty, 5 years, 100,000 miles, September is Nissan Truck Month. 0% financing on the truck you want and need. So get to Concordville Nissan before the selection of 2019s is gone. Concordville Nissan, on Route 202 South in Glen Mills, online at 202nissan.com. Again, 202nissan.com. And remember, Concordville cares.
Well, with fall approaching, it's time to replace your old drafty windows and doors before another cold winter season rolls in. But the cost of sending your kids back to school, causing you to put off the project just a little longer? My friends at Guided Door and Window have heard you. They have a solution. In addition, right now, to getting 20% off all windows and doors, Guided will allow you to start the project today with no money down and give you 3 years to pay it off interest-free once the job is expertly installed. So you'll be able to start enjoying all the benefits of the new, highly energy-efficient windows and doors, including an increased comfort level in your home and lower monthly energy bills, while you take advantage of 20% savings and have the luxury of paying off your project interest-free for 36 months. But you have to act now. This offer is just for a limited time. Restrictions apply. For full details, call Guided today and schedule a free, no-obligation in-home estimate. The number, 1-877-GO-GUIDA. Check them out online at goguida.com. That's goguida.com.
One of Philly's largest brewery restaurants, Craft Hall, has an indoor playground, multiple TVs and projectors, games for adults and kids, and a full menu featuring local ingredients. Bring the whole family to watch the birds this season. Enjoy Sunday football, food and beer specials, $10 pitchers, green wings, and the famous 2-foot roast pork sandwich that's perfect for sharing. Location at 901 Delaware Avenue in Northern Liberties with free parking. What more do you need? CraftHallPhilly.com.
Hi, it's Brian Boucher, and let me tell you about my friend Mario and his team at Great Railing. When your deck or railing project is in crunch time, there's only one place to go. In one trip to Great Railing, you'll find everything for the whole project from start to finish in stock. They have a huge selection of highest quality products at a fraction of the cost. I know firsthand the money you will save on your project. For quality products and everyday great pricing, do what I did and call Mario at Great Railing. Call 856-875-0050 or log on to greatrailing.com.
Are you ready for this weekend's college and pro football action with your beverage needs? With large selections of domestic, imported, and craft beer at the lowest prices around, you will score a touchdown every time. Visit the following locations in Northeast Philly. Cotman Beverage on Frankfurt Avenue. Beer Guys in the heart of Havertown Beverage in the Manoa Shopping Center. On the main line, Bottle and Can on Morris Road in Wayne. And Rosemont Beverage Center on Conestoga Road in Bryn Mawr.
I'm sure you know this, but Peruzzi Toyota in Hatfield is people's favorite Toyota dealership. With a huge selection, low prices, and massive everyday discounts, what's not to like? No matter what you're looking for, Camry, RAV4, Highlander, Tacoma, Peruzzi Toyota has them all. And who doesn't like paying less? Not to mention, you'll also find some of the nicest, most helpful people possible in the entire world. So check it all out at PeruzziToyota.com. And come see why, since 1978, our business is you.
This National Bourbon Heritage Month, BYO roots with great savings at fine wine and good spirits. Offers end September 29, 2019. Please enjoy responsibly.
Sports Talk for Manioc and all of Philadelphia.
97.5, The Fanatic. Talking about the game during the game. You're in the green zone.
Presented by PlaySugarHouse.com.
Now, Tyrone Johnson and Pat Egan on 97.5, The Fanatic.
Yeah. Fanatic Green Zones presented by PlaySugarHouse.com with unique features and journal for wars. PlaySugarHouse.com is Pennsylvania, New Jersey's premier casino, custom designed for you. Must be 20 or 21 or over to play. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Right now, if you want to bet the Eagles, they are plus 138, but the Lions are driving. They're plus 125, actually, and the Lions are driving back in field goal range after the Eagles go right down the field and score a touchdown to get it within three.
Yeah, I mean,
and just now McLeod gets hurdled by an athletic guy.
Yeah, he got hurdled by like a guy who's literally a muscle.
Right.
Just go to Planet Fitness and look at the biggest meathead you can find.
What's his name?
Nick Bowden.
That household name. Just yeah. Now I do want him to try it again because I don't think it'll work if he tried it again.
Nick Bowden's going to be 50 years old working a construction job, showing everybody every single day that clip and being like, "I was there."
Was that a delayed game or is that a timeout here? What's happening?
There's a flag, so
false start.
Right.
That puts them right on the edge of field goal range.
They had a shot, and they did what a lot of people, myself included, want them to do more, which is blitz. They brought Sendejo untouched up the middle,
left a guy wide open.
And though. and credit to Matt Stafford, he made a hell of a play. And now you're in another situation where you need the defense to make a stop, but this bend don't break crap. Eventually, I don't want bend don't break. How about we just never bend? How about we just get a stop?
They don't have the personnel just yet. I think what they're waiting on, what we all have to be waiting for, and I never thought I'd say this, is for Mills. He's another wide open receiver.
Wide open at Danny Amendola. Wide open. And that should have been a
wide open. I mean, down to the 12-yard line now. So the Eagles defense, which had stabilized, immediately starts giving up big yards. I mean, he's wide open from second, number one. And right there, that's where the pass rush can't save you. If a guy's that open, you have no answer.
We'll say Bradham just screwed up.
Yep, if a guy's going to be that open, there is no answer because he was open in within 1 second. You're not going to get to the quarterback in 1 second. You can't just let guys run freely wide open. That's only his third catch, but that was clearly his biggest play. And now they're in real touchdown scoring position here. Holding him to a field goal again would be another win. And just like that, they score. Oh, wait, incomplete or a fumble. They call it incomplete. And that ends the third quarter. So 20-17. How do you feel, Pat?
I still think they're going to win this game.
Lions driving. Can they hold them to three here? 23, Eagles can score a touchdown, and boom, they're in the lead.
I think that's a touchdown.
The Lions would have to challenge that.
The worst part about this
because
is
it's not a scoring play, and then here's the other part. They already lost the challenge, so they already only have two timeouts. They'll be down to one timeout if they do challenge that play and don't win.
If I'm Matt Patricia, I'm challenging that. I mean, he got both feet down, turned. Matt Patricia isn't calling me up, but, you know, he's got that pencil. He's ready to make decisions.
The good thing about
having that pencil is you can write down challenge, and then you can erase it.
That's true.
And then you can write down challenge.
If I was doing that, I would have a stone tablet.
Yeah.
Because I'm putting my things in stone. I'm not putting them in pencil. My decision.
I swear he just has that pencil just to look smart.
Yeah.
He's got to hate the face.
Wasn't he a rocket scientist or something?
That's the story we hear. He was a rocket scientist, just decided football was his career. I personally think he was a Patriots season ticket holder who won a contest.
You're probably right.
That's what he looks like, at least. But
So here's the deal. I'm still angry at Aguilar. We haven't seen Miles Sanders. Let's get a quick stat update. Now you're looking at Matt Stafford, 14 of 23, a whopping 155 yards. A whopping 155 yards. So you have that. And then you have Carson Wentz, 15 of 24, once again better than 66.6% of his passes, 217 yards and one touchdown. And how many drops have we seen?
Oh,
the Aguilar drop, we've seen.
I feel like I'm back in
Jordan Howard had a blatant drop. The quarterback, there was a lot of conventional thinking this week, for whatever reason, that if they lost, it would be because of Carson. So far through three quarters, that theory looks pretty stupid.
Yeah, I mean, that's genius to make a proclamation like that before the game even gets played.
Yeah, like, it just doesn't seem...
I mean, that's very smart.
And we'll have Tuck on just for us in a second just to get some last-minute
gambling. The
problem's
going to be the people
too.
That double down on that.
No, they're going to call in and say
that. Fine, the two plays that Carson missed...
Well, nobody's perfect.
And
blame,
but that's the thing. But they're going to act like, you know, nobody wants to admit they're wrong in this business. No caller wants to admit, hey, I screwed up. I didn't get that one right. So they're going to call up, and if they're the ones that made the proclamation, they will blame him and double down and probably eventually bring up Foles, who's doing a great job losing his job. He's getting Wally pipped. So, I mean, they're going to make stupid statements because that's what they do.
Second and 10 here. Lions have the ball. Let's see what happens here. And open again.
That's a great catch.
Touchdown.
It's a great catch.
And now they go up once again. The defense just horrendous there.
Yeah, I mean, at that point, you were hoping that it just went off his fingertips, but he made a great catch.
Great catch, because it wasn't a great throw, but it was really open.
No, it was not a great throw.
Not a great throw.
It looks like that was Sidney Jones that was on him. Yeah, not great.
Bad coverage. Bad covers. First of all, you can't give a guy a free release that deep into. You have to get it physical with him. He lobs it up there. Not a great pass. And now they go up 26-17 in the fourth quarter. That's not great.
Yeah, you needed to stop.
You needed to get the field goal there. You needed to stop there.
A field goal within a touchdown and you're winning. And now you're sitting there and you're back to a 10-point game.
All right.
I still feel good, though.
I do not. I do not feel good. Let's see what David Tuckman Tuck feels. Eagles just go down 27-17 now in the fourth quarter. Not looking so good here for the Eagles.
Yeah, I'm with you, Tyrone, man. I don't know if I can feel so good right now.
Oh, no.
And Man, I tell you, the Eagles, they are kind of a conundrum. You know, I just don't know what we have there right now, and especially with the injuries, injury after injury after injury, it's hard to know. I always point out to people, don't panic, don't jump off the ship just yet. I don't think the NFL season really starts until November. I know for bettors out there, it certainly does matter. But if you're a fan, I still believe in this team.
No, I hear you. And long term, we knew it was going to be a battle without so many guys. And it's just coming out that without those guys, because a lot of the replacements for those guys have struggled. One receiver has two offensive pass interferences. You're going to your third receiver more often than he has a fumble. Your running back, it's just bad. We went over some of your bets. So far, your Dallas money line in the second half looks like the biggest one. They've really, surprise, surprise, started to distance themselves away from the Dolphins in the
second
half.
Against a good Dolphins team.
Against the Dolphins in the second
half. Yeah, a real solid Dolphins team. I'm telling you, hey, if you're in a survivor pool, just look at who the Dolphins play each and every week, and you've got your pick. I'll tell you, a lot of times as a gambler, you can get really scared off by the...
Man, terrible. Another bad play by Sanders. His brain is just shot.
About it going, well, you know what? I had a pretty good return for just 3 hours. You know, and in the case of the Dolphins, I was looking at it going, well, I can get 5-7% in about 90 minutes. I just didn't think the Cowboys were going to lose this game often enough to make that a losing play. And sure enough, that seems like the play right now. Something I mentioned.
On his phone.
Yeah.
All right, let me put him on hold once again. Tyler, see if you can do your best and see if we can work that out. Tuckman, we'll promise to give you all his picks. The Eagles have the ball now. Miles Sanders makes another terrible play. The Eagles are starting inside their own 15. So okay. Down 10, and now they have to start from their own 15, inside their own 15?
Yeah, it was a dumb decision.
Or was there a flag on that play?
It was a dumb decision.
Oh, the Eagles look like they got lucky.
Yeah, hopefully. I mean, it was.
I think they called offsides, and it looks like a bad call.
An idiotic play.
Yeah, it looks like a bad call. So, are they re-kicking? They are re-kicking.
Thank God, because it was stupid. Ooh. It was. You could tell it was one of those. As soon as he picked it up, he was like, "Crap."
Yep.
Probably shouldn't have done that. I mean, that's a rookie mistake.
Now, the good thing is he gets to redeem himself immediately, and maybe Aguilar redeemed himself. He's not going to be on it on offense, so maybe he can return it right now to like the 50-yard line. And give the Eagles a shot here to get closer in this game with a 2-score game. I mean, this is frustrating.
Very much
and
so.
And he lets it go.
Immediately puts his arm out. Like, I don't care where that lands, I'm not grabbing it.
The Eagles have to go 75 yards. 75
That's
yards
doable.
Here. Let's see what Tuck...
They'll do that in 7 plays.
Let's see what Tuck thinks about the 4 o'clock and the Sunday night game. Tuck, yeah, what do you see? Is there anything you like in the 4 o'clock or the night game this week?
You know, yeah, there are a few games that I'm going to watch here. But by the way, I mean, clearly I'm good because I can't afford my phone bill, apparently.
Nah,
you've got the Miles Sanders of phones right now.
It's all right.
Seriously, we're gonna figure that out. One thing that we're going to be a little bit cautious about before.
Oh, no, I need a winner.
You know, the live in-game betting is fantastic.
Yes,
I agree with that statement. It is good.
I'm going to watch the first quarter a lot. To put some money down. I want to see how Cleveland comes back in the late game for real. And I think getting 4 points at home. I like the Brownies right now. I want to see what Teddy Bridgewater can do up in Seattle. Right now, I am leaning towards Seattle.
Gotcha.
But I want to kind of see how that game is going. And for some reason, I don't know why, I'm not a believer in the Tampa Bay Bucks. And I think maybe Daniel Jones might kind of be a little boost of adrenaline in the New York Giants. Now, I know he's not going to help their defense.
Right.
But I kind of want to watch that first quarter and see how it plays out. If Daniel Jones can move the ball for the New York Giants, they got Saquon Barkley. He's an amazing talent at running back. I think the Giants can keep that. Those are the three games that I'm going to be watching.
No, that sounds good. And the in-game betting, you're absolutely right. It's been just awesome.
Yeah, at all. One thing I want to throw out to all you guys out there, if you're looking for kind of a sure thing, Jones is going to win the MVP, barring injury. Unless he gets injured, he is winning the MVP. I mean, the MVP goes to a team that wins, and it's usually a quarterback, right?
Absolutely. Almost every year now.
Well, right now, if you bet on it before today, Patrick Mahomes, MVP, you could have got plus 250. It's still probably going to be a decent price, considering this guy is a lock to win the MVP unless he gets injured.
What about Ryan Fitzpatrick?
Yeah, I mean, he's close second. And, you know, if you're looking for a long shot, I think Ryan Fitzpatrick is a good bet. By the way, funny AFC East joke. That's in common with all the AFC East teams. Ryan Fitzpatrick was a quarterback for all of them, except, of course, the Patriots.
Wow. That's pretty good. Damn. Well, great stuff.
Or bad.
Great stuff as usual, Tuck. We thank you so much for updating us on all the betting stuff all day. And you have a good weekend, man.
You too, buddy. I'll talk to you next week with a better phone.
Absolutely. Now, two sacks and then a drop pass.
Zach Ertz is so soft.
Yep. That way punting distance.
Great talent, soft as hell.
He has not played. He hasn't stepped up, if that's what you're looking for. On that play, Goddard got beat on first down.
No way. What a tackle.
At least the punter stepped up.
That's right.
And then talk trash after.
That's right. Let him know. Bro, you just got stopped by a punter.
But yeah, bad. No one open.
Zach Ertz was, in my opinion, the reason that drive went nowhere. Because he let the guy go. He was supposed to block on that one sack. Guy got free. Ends up sacking Wentz. He's just standing there watching. Granted, it wouldn't have gotten the first down, but it would have been probably a gain of 15 on 4th and 20.
And better punting. Better for punting because field position matters right now.
I mean, like, he's just so damn soft.
Yeah,
I'm so soft.
I tell you what, I'm looking forward to the Fanatic post-game show with Jamie Lynch and Andrew Salchunas after the game today. But I got to be honest, if the Eagles lose this game, I'm not watching any more football today. I'm not watching the 4 o'clock. I'm not watching the night game. I'm shutting it down.
I will. Tuck just gave us some winners, man.
I can bet games without watching them.
That's a good point.
I'm always betting on Play Sugar House. I bet every block of games.
Me too. I'm betting my kids' college fund.
Yeah, I'm betting games, but I don't know if I can watch it. Sometimes when they lose, I get so disgusted. I have to like separate myself from the situation.
Yeah,
because it's so bad.
No, I hear you. I need a distraction.
And this is
I was that way yesterday, man. Like I took Temple. And they crapped the bed.
And now, what's funny is Penn State.
And I needed a distraction.
There's a lot of Penn State people in the city. I think that's fair to say. And their Buffalo close win doesn't look nearly as bad now after they beat Temple. And their Pitt win doesn't look nearly as bad after Pitt upsets UCF. And all of a sudden, and Michigan stinks. All of a sudden, people like Tyler have to feel better about their football team.
I don't feel good about this football team because of the head coach. So until he can beat Ohio State, I'm out.
I got sick of what they did yesterday. They were down 5-0.
76 unanswered points.
Yep, down 5-0. They scored 76 unanswered. Can the Eagles score 10 unanswered and get this game to overtime? That's about what we're looking at right now. Nick in Washington, D.C., you're on the green zone. What's up, man?
How you doing, man? I'm sitting down here in D.C. with clients from King of Prussia for the day. And I'm listening to on Sirius Radio this game. What the hell is going on?
I don't know. Well, what happened is...
Self-inflicted injuries?
Yeah. You were down 10 at the half. You're still down. What happened was Aguilar and Miles Sanders. And a kickoff return. I mean, that's the anatomy of the
Lulz. After he fumbled the second time, why would you put him back in the
they
game?
They didn't.
You got to sit him down.
No, they didn't.
In the corner.
He has not played. He hasn't had a single offensive snap since he fumbled the second time.
Well, he was back in there on a punt return or a kick return. I was listening
He's the kick returner, but, I mean, he hasn't been back on offense.
I wouldn't be putting him in there at all. This is crazy. Two fumbles? Come on, man.
He hasn't made another mistake beyond that. If he fumbled on the kick return, I would agree with you. He has not done that so far, so it's not bad. It's the fumbles, the two fumbles on one drive in the first place.
Let me ask you this. Do you think Wentz is still tweaked from last week?
What are you basing that on?
Some of the passes he's making. I mean, just this last pass and the last set of downs,
you mean the one that was dropped by Zach Ertz that was right?
He only threw one pass this last drive. He got sacked twice. The one pass, you mean the one pass he threw when he was getting drugged down? And they said he was in the grass?
Yeah.
What do you want him to do?
Yeah.
He's trying to make a play. Tell me. I'm actually curious. What did Carson Wentz do wrong on that last drive? Because I didn't see it.
I think he's playing not to his. I think he's like 85%. I think he's running around out there.
Okay.
All right.
I mean, based on what?
Well, keep in mind, he admitted he wasn't watching the game.
He had three runs for 27 yards. He also has two tackles in this game, which he shouldn't have had to do. I can't look at this game and say Carson Wentz. This is the odd thing that we have. I know it's all about the quarterbacks and all that stuff, but when you watch this football game, like if you actually watch the game and not just look at a box score, it's clear there are problems, but it's not the quarterback today. Tyler Pat, am I crazy?
No, once again, that guy admitted he wasn't watching the game.
And the Eagles just forced the punt.
And it's evident that he's not watching the game.
Yeah, Eagles just forced the punt. They get the ball back 11 minutes. Let's see what happens.
No, Carson Wentz has been their best player today.
That's what I think.
Like, you're not going to convince me different. Carson Wentz has been their best player. He showed up. Now, other players, you be the judge. But Carson Wentz has shown up to play today.
The problem is he's been their best player, but to this point with 11 and a half minutes left, they're going to need him to be Superman.
Right.
To win this game.
And the problem is, I would fully expect that. If they're down 10 and they have one big play player out there, I go make it happen. The problem is, when you lose both your top two receivers and Goddard, it's just hard for me to say, come back, score 10 points. First of all, score 10 points in 11 minutes, and he can't play defense for you. So, I let's just see what happens on this drive, but I'm finding all this peculiar. And I don't think he's played hurt, because if you're a hurt quarterback, do you go make two tackles? Like, if you're really hurt, do you go make two tackles?
No.
You're also not running the read like they have, because he's not going to pull it down if he's hurt.
Right.
And that means it's a one-dimensional read, and it's not a read, it's just a handoff.
And again, three carries, 27 yards. You don't do that if the guy's hurt. This is becoming a new obsession among Eagles fans, where we've just decided, and this is the weirdest part of it, we'll get to that at the end, that Carson Wentz is going to be hurt, 2nd and 8, even though he's not, and that Nick Foles is more durable, even though Nick Foles is literally out right now on IR. We have just decided this in this city,
and
arbitrarily.
And he's getting wally-pipped.
I know, and he's getting wally-pipped. Yet we're just, this is this obsession that we have, that we will not let go. There were a bunch of alarmists on social media. Oh, my God, they dressed three quarterbacks. That means he's hurt. I haven't seen those other two quarterbacks.
Wide open.
Wide open. Good pass. Wide open.
Miles Sanders
back in the game. And you know why that is? You're down 10, and you don't trust Jordan Howard in the pass game, so you have to bite the bullet.
I always said good things about Miles Sanders. Always said good things about him.
No. Because I am as frustrated as you and everybody is, but we saw what happened when they put Jordan Howard in the slot, right? So what do you do?
Yeah, it was ugly.
You put Miles Sanders in the slot because he can do that, and Howard can't.
We talked about it. Like, linebackers aren't going to be able to match up, and he...
And maybe he should just move him to a slot receiver.
Well, at this
and don't
point,
let him run.
I mean,
oh, no, he's running the ball. Oh, no. Go to the ground.
Our Sega Whiteside isn't giving you anything, so sure, why not?
Yeah, just to give you an idea, receiving now, the stats are slightly behind. Let me get a refresh and try to give you an update on the offensive line now. You can bet the Eagles right now if you still think they're going to win. PlaySugarHouse.com, +295, 2nd and 5 here. I'll get you an update on the stat. Let's see what happens here. Once again.
Right up the gut.
Wow. You know what?
Uh-oh.
You know what?
I think he's got his swagger back.
Uh-oh. It's not updating. But as far as targets go, Arcega Whiteside does have one catch for 10 yards on one target. Sproles has no catches on one target. And we know what happened on Jordan Howard's one target.
Yeah.
Aguilar, here's what's funny. He has 5 catches, 41 yards, and a touchdown. 7 targets. You know what happened on the 3rd down target. Drop. Now you have 1st and 10. Empty backfield. Sproles at the bottom of the field. I guarantee that's where he's looking because he can't trust the receivers right now.
But good teams win this game.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
I have no words.
Goddard. Wide, naked, open. Ball delivered perfectly.
I don't want to hear about his calf.
Ball delivered perfectly.
I don't want to hear that he's injured. He ran right by the guy.
And the pass
and
was
he just
perfect.
Cost them 7 points.
Look at that pass. You can't throw a better pass than that.
Like,
come on.
Do these wide receivers, and do they hate Carson Wentz. No, I'm sick of it. I'm sick of patting him on the helmet. No.
Five drop.
You know what? Someone get pissed off and yell at somebody.
Just to give you an idea, the quarterback has 10 incompletions this game. Five of them are drops. He's 16 for 26. Five drops.
Would somebody get angry on this team instead of, hey, man, it's okay, you'll get it next time. No. Because there's 8 minutes and 47 seconds left. You're running out of time.
You can't. It's a two-score game.
That's exactly what you needed. You needed the quick strike. You needed to bring it within what was it, three again. And you just crapped the bed.
And now you can come down and get a field goal. Now if you have to settle for a field goal here and you have to drive for a touchdown with bad weapons.
I don't know how Carson does it. I really don't. I'd be losing my mind about these guys.
And he throws it to the pylon and he doesn't get there. Miles Sanders.
I'd be losing my crap on these guys.
That Goddard play is flagged down. Let's see what happens. Oh.
Apparently it's against the Lions.
Personal foul.
Roughing the passer.
Roughing the passer.
They did it.
Well.
Don't do that to my quarterback.
That saves Goddard. And right there, I think Sanders, who is a rookie. I know the fumbles. I can't obsess about the fumbles.
Let's see this.
Because he has helped him in the pass game.
Ooh, yeah.
Two catches.
That's a dangerous play, man.
Yeah, it's a blatant late hit. And now this is where the offensive line has to make sure that guy pays for that. For touching him like that. In a clean way, you have to find a way to get a guy back. Now, they took him out of the game. And he knows he's wrong. He's not arguing with the refs.
No, I mean, right. It's hard to.
Eagles are at the 11-yard line here, so they can get another first down at the one. And now Sanders, he has to be your running back.
He was able to find that hole, though.
Yeah.
I thought he was going to get dropped for a loss. He got back to the line of scrimmage. But
they actually gave him a spot. He gave him a yard. I think it was a bad spot, but we'll take the yard.
I agree.
Bad spot. I also just think he got back to the line of scrimmage. And how about those Colts?
Damn. Tough run by Marlon Mack.
Colts go up 10. I know you guys are out there gambling, so we're giving these updates. We know that's not a division opponent. We know we don't care about the Falcons. I'm trying to help you guys out and make some extra money. That's part of the green zone. The green is for the green of the field, the green of the birds, and also the green of money. And I think that just helped Tyler and the bro.
And the green of vomit after watching all these drops.
Oh, boy.
That's targeting.
And that is a target.
Helmet to helmet target. Yep. You're going to throw your hands out? Dude, come on. You're trying to decapitate him.
All you needed to do at that point.
This is in 1998, dude. Right. You can't do that.
All you do there, Sproles got up fine, is push a small guy out of bounds. The flag's down. Are they going to pick it up?
They can't pick it. He lowered his helmet.
I still can't believe that Goddard dropped that pass. Think about it. Last week, Aguilar had a drop that I never thought I'd see. And today, Goddard had a drop that I never think we'd see.
Well, and the TV's showing that Goddard was open. And it's like, I wonder why he didn't go to him.
Right. I'm not throwing to Goddard again.
There you go. Kick him out of the game. He's a goon.
Half a district of goal.
Jared Davis.
And now we have first and goal for the Eagles.
Bankruptcy and thuggery. Oh, yeah. That's what Detroit does.
Yep. I don't know.
The hit looked nastier than it probably was on replay.
Yeah, but he lowered his head, and the ref threw the flag was standing right there in real time. Now, if that's across the field.
When they slow it down, it doesn't look as bad, but in real time, we all were like, oh, geez.
Right, and these guys are coming so fast, that's why they try to outlaw these hits. Run by Sproles, or is that Howard?
No, that was Howard.
Howard up the middle, down to the two. I believe they try to run Howard again. He scored early. He might be your red zone. He might be Blunt on this team. We might be asking him to be a lot more, and they might just look at him as Blunt. Blunt didn't catch passes.
No.
He might be Blunt, and the Eagles haven't been in enough situations because they've been down. Remember that 2017 team would get a lead and then run that out. Yeah.
Carson changing the play. He's changing to a
second
pass.
And goal. And he
that's
goes
just
to Aguilar.
Defense. I mean, I don't know why he threw that ball because he was completely covered.
Because you got to give a guy a chance to make a play.
Yeah, but I mean,
you don't hold
Aguilar's
the ball.
Not,
you got to.
Aguilar's not necessarily a giant.
That receiver, that corner couldn't catch the ball.
He didn't look like he went through his progressions. He looked like he did. He was dead set on throwing the ball to Aguilar.
And Aguilar should have caught it.
Yeah.
Aguilar should have caught it.
You're not wrong.
They on the
you're
replay.
Not wrong. When you're right, you're right. What do you want from me? All right? I'm admitting I'm wrong. Trying to give the guy a benefit of the doubt.
Is this four down territory for
yes,
you?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
With 7 minutes left, yeah.
I don't know.
Shut your mouth.
Let's see what happens here.
All right, you'll get your time on the post-game show.
And
we don't need four down territory.
And a flag down. Pick plus.
Stop.
Coming back.
Jesus.
It's coming back. Pick play.
It's a pick play.
Pick play. Coming
back. Just said it's a pick play. I mean,
it would have been Aguilar's second touchdown.
It was kind of curious how he got that open.
Yeah. Now, who made the mistake?
Offensive pass interference. Touchdown, boys.
There is none.
No pick play?
Nope, it was a pick play.
Tyrone, stop saying it's a pick play. There's no pick play.
But Aguilar gets a second touchdown, and here we go.
Boom. Look at Mac Hollins talking some smack to him. Hits him. Love that.
But you know what?
Wide open. Aguilar, two touchdowns.
You know why it's not a pick play? Because he wasn't downfield.
I thought about starting him in fantasy, and I didn't.
And Aguilar now with two touchdowns.
Probably why I suck
Carson fantasy. Wentz now with his second touchdown pass. And he goes right down the field and gets him the touchdown. All right, 610-632-0975 is the phone number. We'll get to Ryan and all your calls on the other side. So despite a brutal drop, the Eagles come down and score a touchdown.
Yeah, no one's more relieved than Dallas Goedert right now.
Again. Oh, boy. Tyrone Johnson, Pat Egan back here on the Green Zone.
Real-time info on the Birds game, plus news on all betting lines and prop bets from around the league. This is the Green Zone.
Presented by PlaySugarHouse.com.
On 97.5, The Fanatic. And the crowd is really going wild over that magnificent performance. Gateway Kia is crushing the competition. You called it. It's a new season of savings, and they're rolling out incredible incentives in the all-new 2020 Kias. It's Gateway Kia's 2020 model year kickoff. Drive home a new 2020 Kia Forte for just $189 a month. Get into a new 2020 Kia Sportage, $199 a month. Each on a 36-month lease with zero due at signing. Plus, find low payments on 2020 Kia Sedona, Optima, Rio, Soul, and Telluride. Or get up to $6,000 over book for your trade. Or we'll match your down payment up to $6,000. Rush in for the 2020 model year kickoff. Route 611 in Warrington and Route 309 in Quakertown. Shop our inventory online at ShopGate.
Prices based on dealer posted price, 10,000 miles a year, zero security deposit, tax, title, tax, DMV fees are additional. Trades based on gas values. Offers cannot be combined. Leases are with tier 1 credit approval only. Zero to its signing. Must take delivery on 9/30/2019.
There's a chance your local Geico agent laughs the exact way you do.
And I said, not in my sandwich.
What? But there's a better chance your local GEICO agent could help you out with auto, homeowners, renters, or condo insurance. Motorcycle, boat, or RV insurance, too. They'll work hard to provide sound advice and significant savings. You don't need to share a laugh pattern to do that. Local GEICO agents. Call or visit yours today.
Let's consider the secret life of the innermost nesting doll. Living most of her life in the dark, inside the other nesting dolls, she has plenty of time to think. If she could. Sadly, she has no brain. However, when an innermost nesting doll hears that GEICO not only saves people money, but also has been providing great service for over 75 years, she thinks it's obvious you should switch. Because yes, switching to GEICO is a no-brainer. Pity the innermost nesting doll and her lot in life.
As homeowners, we've been conditioned to think spring is the best time to restore our lawns. Turns out the secret to having a nice green lawn is fertilizing and seeding in the fall. That's why I trust my lawn to Natural Lawn of America. Natural Lawn's safer, organic-based lawn care products will reduce the amount of chemicals used on your lawn. And with Natural Lawn's aeration and seeding service, they're able to restore your lawn's health and beauty. For over 25 years, Natural Lawn has been recognized as the leader in organic-based lawn care. Now, whether you live in PA or New Jersey, Natural Lawn's customized treatments will give you the lush green lawn you've always wanted. Fall is the perfect time to establish and thicken your lawn, so call Natural Lawn today and take advantage of their limited-time offer of free seeding every year. That's right, they will seed your lawn every year free of charge. Restore your lawn's health and beauty by calling this number, 800-FREE-SEED. That's 800-FREESEED for Natural Lawn of America, greener grass, fewer weeds, guaranteed.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents... When generic insurance takes hold, one handsome man and one flightless bird are teaming up to save the world. Money.
message? Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need. Their mission? Savings. Their relationship? Best friends. Say hello to Liberty Mutual's new spokes team. Doug.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer. State laws apply.
No haggle pricing. No hovering salesmen.
All the advantages CarSense offers. The like new cars, the warranties.
A bumper-to-bumper warranty with no strings.
A lifetime engine guarantee.
Of all things.
So many great things, it's hard to come close. And now the best news is, CarSense is getting closer with a new store on Route 1 near 202 in Glen Mills. CarSense, it's car sensational. Now open in Glen Mills.
Today, business happens here, here, and virtually anywhere. Because today, innovative companies are reinventing the way business happens. And they need people who can keep up. With the expertise and technology to get packages to over 150 million delivery points. So, who can help you deliver the future of commerce? The United States Postal Service. See why we deliver more e-commerce packages to homes than anyone at usps.com/future.
School's back in session, and at AutoZone, we've got the free services you need to get your ride ready. Like our AutoZone Rewards program. Members get a $20 reward every time they spend $20 or more five times. If you're looking to reward your ride, get a 50-pack of Pro Elite Grab and Clean microfiber towels for only $19.99. They help you clean and protect your vehicle to give it a shiny finish. Visit us at AutoZone.com to start the job fast. See terms at AutoZone.com/rewards. Restrictions apply.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Craft Hall is one of Philly's largest brewery restaurants in Northern Liberties with an indoor playground and games. It's the perfect place to watch the birds this season with free parking and Sunday game specials. For more info, visit crafthallphilly.com.
Ryan Westbrook plays on one station in Philly, 97.5, The Fanatic. Talking about the game during the game. You're in the green zone.
Presented by PlaySugarHouse.com.
Now, Tyrone Johnson and Pat Egan on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Big third and 11 coming up. Can Eagles defense get off the field? The Fanatic Green Zone is presented by PlaySugarHouse.com with unique features and generous rewards. PlaySugarHouse.com is Pennsylvania and New Jersey's premier casino. Custom designed for you. PlaySugarHouse.com. Must be 21 or over to play. Gambling problem. 1-800-GAMBLER, and they complete the 3rd and 11. They complete the 3rd and 11.
It's a great time for the defense to absolutely forget how to play.
Amendola again. He goes up for it. It's not a great pass. He climbs the ladder. See, other teams' receivers do that.
Great.
1 foot, yep, two feet. That's a catch. Meanwhile, the Eagles' receivers can't catch it if it's not perfect. That 5'7" guy climbs to get the ball and manages to get 2 feet inbounds. No Eagles player has had a catch that good so far this season. And now the Eagles they have to hold them here because now the clock is a factor.
This is frustrating. Very frustrating.
It's unbelievable.
You know, because it's a mediocre Lions team. I don't care if you're injured. I don't care if you're banged up.
It's not a great team.
This is a mediocre Lions team. You know, the talking heads, the Ian Rappaports and the Adam Schefters can talk up the Lions till they're blue in the face because they have a love of obsession with Matt Patricia. This is an average team.
Yeah. And
need to stop this average quarterback.
Yeah. At the opening kickoff. Now, right here, it's like a 57-58 yarder. And now, once again, 3rd and 8. Can the defense get themselves off the field? Can they get themselves off the field? I don't know if they can.
3rd and 8. I mean, yeah, you figure.
And they can't give any more yards because if you're the Lions, it might be 4-down territory because you might be looking, I can go juggler this game. You just go out there, you get a touchdown, this game's over if you're them.
Yeah.
So I don't picket fence because I can't let them get 7 yards.
I mean, they obsess over the picket fence.
Because if they do it,
they love it.
Looks like a false start that they missed. Stafford on the move. It looks like he skipped that to him. It looked like he skipped it to him. And it's incomplete.
Would have been.
Now, 4th and 8, 3:25, and he's coming off the field.
You'll love to see it.
They try the field goal here, I'm assuming, to go up 6.
No, I think they're way too far.
At the 40, I don't know if their kicker can kick a 58-yarder. Some teams, it's a hot weather. Ball should fly. Those crossbody throws are tough, but Stafford, you'd like to think Stafford could probably, if he gets that just slightly higher, that's a first down, and now they're
punting.
So they're punting. They're going to try to put the Eagles, make the Eagles have to go 90-some yards.
They've had problems, especially like punting issues this season.
But that one goes into the end zone. It's like you made that happen, Pat.
I do what I can, guys.
Yep.
Trying to do my part here.
Ryan and Wilkes-Barre, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic on the Green Zone.
Hey. So for the past 3 weeks now, right, they've been running on the RPO, right? That's like their main thing.
It's not their main thing. They've mixed up some things.
Well, it's wide open for Carson Wentz every time to keep the ball. It's wide open. Just keep the ball and, like, sneak out for 10 yards. You don't have to score a touchdown every time. But like,
so you're calling us to say that you want Carson Wentz to run more?
Yes, on the RPO look. On the RPO look.
And I'm not trying to be a jerk when I say this. Do you know how the RPO works?
Yes. Don't hand the ball.
So you know that if the linebacker bites on it, then that's when the quarterback goes. But if the linebacker doesn't bite, then that's why he hands it off. So if he runs out, the linebacker's going to crush him.
But the linebacker hasn't bit yet. They're not respecting.
Yeah. And if the linebacker doesn't bite, then that's when you hand it off.
Well, I'm saying though, you can get 10, 12 yards
Your argument is that the linebacker doesn't bite. And so I'm telling you that if the linebacker doesn't bite, then you hand it off. Because if the linebacker doesn't bite and you hold that ball, you're getting killed.
Right. He ran it three times. The three times the linebacker does bite, that's when he takes it outside and he does run it. And that happened three times this game.
But it hasn't happened yet.
It happened three times this game. He has three carries for 27 yards. That's a statement of fact. That's not an opinion. RPOs.
The one carry.
All right, we're going to argue over,
come on, man. Tipped at the line.
I mean, if we're really going to sit here and criticize Carson Wentz in the RPO.
He's not running enough. We've heard everything. This 38 is what I'm worried about.
Yeah, me too. I mean, this is obviously
It's four downs.
Yeah.
I mean, three timeouts and I still four downs to me. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I wonder who he was going to there. Oh, he was going to looks like Mac Hollins.
Yeah, that's a tough one. He puts his hands up and he wasn't even in the view. All right, 3rd and 8. Let's see what happens here. Somebody's gotta make a play.
Empty backfield. Oh, geez. Well, it's the game.
Again. Looking for Aguilar.
It's 2:25 left.
You got all three timeouts and the two-point conversion.
I felt like he forced that ball. But the problem is nobody else is open. Everybody's covered.
Yep. But Aguilar has to come back to the ball there. Yeah, look at that. Yeah, look at Hollins.
I mean, nobody's
Hollins
open.
Isn't even out of his break.
And if he throws to Hollins, then the safety would have came over his side and killed him. So,
fourth down.
I guess
play.
You had to try to let your speed guy make a play there. But
here's the ball game.
Right, so here's where Zach Ertz goes to exactly the 8 yard line and doesn't get the first down.
Let's see what happens here. He was down.
Yep, he was down.
The Lions will take over on downs.
Probably the game.
That's the ball game.
I mean, they have all three of their timeouts, and they have the two.
You
got
to hold it to a field goal.
You got to have to score a touchdown.
Yeah, you're going to have to score. Yeah. You have to get the ball back. That's the ball game.
God. Offensive line did a great job holding up, didn't they? I mean, tremendous job by the offensive line there to hold up.
They said Aguilar was there.
I mean, this is what I hate. I hate when... All right, yeah, thank you. Show me the actual... Was he?
Yeah.
I mean... All right.
Well...
Of course they're just saying they don't want you to turn the channel.
It's not over yet.
No, it's not. I mean, if you hold them here.
If you hold them here.
And now they get a first down.
And kickers have missed field goals. But it's basically over. All right, 610-632-0975. Oh, boy.
All right, so timeout. So, you know, they could theoretically get the ball back here with like a minute and a half left.
Yeah. I'm assuming they're going to run the ball each time. Now, do you have to go for it there? If the game's not over, don't you punt there with three timeouts then? You punt there with three timeouts and a two-minute warning. Because if you punt there...
I don't know.
I think you got a punt there.
I think it's four down territory. I don't have a problem with what he did. I don't want to change my opinion because it didn't work.
No. But think about the timing.
No, I understand all that. I don't have a problem with it. I mean, if you convert there, you should be able to move the ball down the field and the very least expire with a field goal there.
Got it running again. Stop
them. Stuff.
And now another timeout before the two-minute warning. That play happening so quickly, are they going to let it go? All right, so he let that go to the two-minute warning. All right. Whew. I don't know. Should we break here? We have to get a break in. Eagles have to get the ball back. 610-632-0975. We'll be back here on the Green Zone.
You're locked in the Green Zone.
Presented by PlaySugarHouse.com.
With Tyrone and Pat on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Oh, hi, Amy. Welcome to the Xfinity store.
Hi there. I'd like to check out X1 and maybe find a new TV show.
Well, what kind of shows do you like?
It has to be about a person, a place, or a thing.
Okay. What else?
I like it when shows have both picture and sound.
You know, the X1 voice remote lets you access everything from live TV to Netflix and Prime Video. Just ask it for a recommendation.
Okay, but I'm only going to watch it if it has a beginning, a middle, and an end. I've got standards. Find me new TV shows.
Access Netflix, Prime Video, and more with the Emmy Award-winning X1 voice remote. Now that's simple, easy, awesome. Switch to Xfinity Internet, TV, and voice for $79.99 a month for 2 years with a 2-year agreement. Plus, when you get Xfinity X1, you can enjoy access to your favorite streaming apps like Netflix, Prime Video, and more. Just use your voice to find what you want to watch. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Ends 10-13-19. Restrictions apply. New standard triple play customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including DTP and RSN fees, extra and subject to change. After term, regular rates apply. Netflix and Prime Video memberships required.
Hey, this is Jason Martinez for the all-new Conkerville Subaru. Now, folks, have you seen this beautiful new showroom? It is spectacular. Large, comfortable, and packed with all the Subaru models you want. Now, they built this gorgeous showroom just for you. You'll think you're in a coffee bar when you see their beverage area, or your own living room when you quietly sit in the visitor center next to a fireplace. Now, you're also going to get a free car wash after every service appointment. And going on now at Conkerville Subaru, pick your ride and pick your payment. For example, lease a 2020 Subaru Outback, standard base model, for as low as $265 per month for 36 months, $2465 due at lease signing for qualified buyers. Plus, every customer gets a lifetime powertrain warranty. Hurry in before September 30th. While you're out there, check out the new Subaru Ascent, their first full-size Subaru SUV. It is fantastic. Visit 202subaru.com. That's 202subaru.com for inventory and all the leasing deals. It ends on September 30th, 2019. Conkerville cares. Call 888-351-6493 for financing details.
A new Flyers hockey season dawns. Get ready for all or nothing, crush or crumble high-stakes hockey inside the Wells Fargo Center.
The shot, he scores!
Single game tickets are now on sale for all 2019-2020 Philadelphia Flyers home games. Visit PhiladelphiaFlyers.com to view all ticket options and use code FLYERS at checkout to gain exclusive access to the best seats in the house. Again, that's code FLYERS at checkout to unlock the best seating options. Shop now at PhiladelphiaFlyers.com.
The Pro Appreciation Event is happening now at the Home Depot. Right now, if you're a pro, you'll save even more on the products you use most. And Pro Extra members get extra savings. 25% off 5-gallon buckets of Bear Pro and PPG Ultra High Zero Paint. So stop by your local Home Depot. This week, if you're a pro, there's a lot in store for you. The Pro Appreciation Event, just for pros, all week long. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Offer valid through September 22nd. See store for details.
Hi, it's Brian Boucher, and let me tell you about my friend Mario and his team at Great Railing. When your deck or railing project is in crunch time, there's only one place to go. In one trip to Great Railing, you'll find everything for the whole project from start to finish in stock. They have a huge selection of highest quality products at a fraction of the cost. I know firsthand the money you will save on your project. For quality quality products and everyday great pricing, do what I did and call Mario at Great Railing. Call 856-875-0050 or log on to greatrailing.com.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents. When generic insurance takes hold, one handsome man and one flightless bird are teaming up to save the world. Money. Their message? Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need. Their mission? Savings. Their relationship? Best friends. Say hello to Liberty Mutual's new spokes team. And Doug.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer. State laws apply.
Live from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast. You are listening to the sports voice of the new Philadelphia. 97.5. The Fanatic. The Fanatic.
WPEN, Burlington, Philadelphia. A Beasley Media Group station.
Welcome to the Fanatic family.
Yes, I love you, Malcolm Jenkins. The Fanatic Green Zone is presented by PlaySugarHouse.com. With the unique features and generous rewards, PlaySugarHouse.com is Pennsylvania and New Jersey's premier casino. Custom designed for you, PlaySugarHouse.com. Must be 21 or over to play. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Big, big, big block
punt.
Why
do we break?
Every time
that's the first time I thought, why do we break? Why
do we break? Dude, so blocked field goal by Malcolm Jenkins and a return. A flag on the return. The Eagles have the ball at the 50-yard line, down 3, a minute 40, and two timeouts.
Move over Quentin Michael and Matt Ware because that was that was huge.
Malcolm Jenkins again, and now the Eagles are in business. And he thanks. And
another drop. He is so damn soft.
Zach
so soft.
Again.
It's fitting that his wife plays soccer because it's a soft sport. I'll say it, bro.
You know what? That's a clean. Jenkins did got a block in the back, and unfortunately, it was
that,
a real
that
block.
That was down
in
what, the 30?
Inside the 20.
That's a tie game.
Yep.
All right.
So now, right there, I don't know I don't know who the Eagles can throw to right now. That's where I'm at. You got trips at the bottom of the field.
All right.
Another dropped pass.
Oh, my God. Catch the ball. You're
Mac
paid
Hollis
to
drops
do
the pass.
One thing.
And that was a first down. I mean, right in his hands.
Oh, my God. How many drops has this been?
I think that's the seventh drop.
He almost still came up with it. That's like it's they're doing everything in their power to give this game away.
And, I mean, the quarterback has to throw it. But the guys have to catch it. And right now, there's a mutiny against Carson Wentz. Most of the city now hates the guy, but they're not watching the game.
Right,
or they don't know what they're looking at, one or the other. It's a four-down territory, so they go short. This is absolutely four-down territory. Aguilar, fourth down play for the game. And I don't know who to trust on this down.
No, I have no idea.
I have no idea who to trust.
Carson to take it up.
You got two timeouts. Hey, Doug, call timeout here. Hey, Doug, call timeout here.
What is he doing?
Hey, Doug, call timeout here.
Why would he call timeout? Dude, this
players
is like Andy Reid.
Call timeout here, Doug.
Look, and they don't know what they're doing.
All right, they're setting it up at the line. I guess they don't want the Lions to sub. That's my only thinking. They don't want the Lions to sub. Here's the ball game again. And it's caught by Sproles.
That's pass interference.
On Sproles?
It's going to be offensive pass interference.
Offensive pass interference. That's the third offensive pass interference of the game. That's the third offensive pass interference against the Eagles today. And now there will be fourth and 15.
Yep.
I mean, but that happens all the time.
Yeah, I'm not disagreeing with you. And that's
fourth and 15 now. That Mac Hollins drop.
Oh my God!
It's so costly right now.
Who is that? He had Aguilar too.
He doesn't trust Aguilar.
I know.
So you go to Sproles.
I know.
And Sproles caught the ball.
I know.
Sproles caught the ball.
God, they're gonna lose this game.
Fourth and 15.
This is the first time. This is the first time all day. I haven't felt good about this game.
What they need right now is a penalty on the Lions.
They do.
That's what the Eagles need. 49 seconds left in this game now.
He needs a hard count to draw them offside.
Problem is they're only rushing three. Hard to draw guys off if nobody's on the line. Oh, my goodness.
Dropped it. Shocking. Good job, Arcega. Good job.
And Arcega Whiteside.
Good job, bud.
Melvin is slapping his hand.
Good job.
But Arcega Whiteside comes.
Nice
job. My goodness. And now the game's over.
Great, great, great look, man. I mean, this second round pick's killing it, really, truly.
Now let's see what happens here.
Great job by the second round pick.
Double coverage. Adam. He's single covered.
This was supposed to be his specialty. This was supposed to be his specialty, his jump balls. And he gets up, and it's in his hands, and he
Both
dropped
hands.
It. And he dropped it. He dropped it. Because I guess, he dropped it because his mother wasn't sitting there with a damn umbrella
Another
shading
drop.
Him.
Another drop.
That was Dylan.
Another drop.
I'm done.
All right.
I'm done.
Folks, did I do everything I'm supposed to do? I did do everything I was supposed to do. Eagles call timeout. All right. Hollins drop. Sproles penalty.
And by the way,
but back-to-back plays. Hollins drop. So you had the Ertz play where Ertz gets tangled up with a defender. Okay. What Ertz didn't do was make a tough play. Because Ertz hasn't made any tough plays this game. Second down, flat out drop by Hollins.
Yep.
Third down, you get I forget. But and then
wasn't positive.
Fourth down was the offensive pass interference. These drops.
Yep.
Eagles going to call timeout again.
Yep.
Okay.
I mean, it's
the Eagles play Thursday to save their season.
I disagree with that. I don't think it's a save your season situation, but
if they go 1-3,
I've seen this team go 0-3 before and still make the playoffs. It's a good team, but this is ridiculous. And by the way, anybody who calls up, I mean this. Anybody who calls up and any host on the station who says this is on Carson Wentz and you know who I'm talking about, you're an idiot.
I can't.
You're an absolute idiot.
I can't.
You cannot. If you are honest, and this goes for anybody, if anybody out there is going to blame this loss on the quarterback, you flat out did not watch the game. You didn't watch it. It's pretty clear. Because he did everything in his power to win this game, and they're still dropping passes. So that's all I got to say.
I'm with you. Listen, I'm with you. All right. Sick the phone number for the post-game show. They're ready, the bro and the Chunas. 610-632-0975. 610-632-0975. Get on the line and talk to the guys. All right? They're going to take you 25 consecutive minutes on the other side just taking your calls. All right? This has been the Fanatic Green Zone presented by PlaySugarHouse.com. Thank you, Pat. Thank you, Tyler. I'll talk to everybody Thursday after the Flyers game during the Green Zone and on the Mike Missanelli show tomorrow. Stay tuned for the post-game show. We're out of here.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.